If Lands Could Kill, featuring Knife City, Equipness, Bright, and Hot Sauce.
It's actually how me and my girlfriend started talking, was over Brazilian waxing. My balls. But that's for another time, another place.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
No, welcome to If Lands Could Kill. My name is Knife City.
I'm Reich.
Hot Sauce.
And Sewing Crow.
Oh, who's this guy?
Oh, man.
Who's this guy, Sewing Crow?
He just thinks he can get on in the intro, too. That's pretty
Introducing
cool.
Introducing, for your listening pleasure, we have our newbie friend, our guest, our newest paper crack addict, Sewing Crow. So he's going to be joining us today. He's going to be our official noob.
Oh, yeah. Pleasure to have him on board.
Yeah. It's nice to have an intern.
Oh, I know.
Now give me some comments, boy. No.
We are professionals.
Yeah, we are so professional. I'm answering my phone in the middle of the podcast.
30 seconds in the podcast. We need to take a break. So, yeah, we're in the middle of giving the new guy shit. So, what have you guys been up to? By the way, we're recording actually outside.
It is hot.
On the veranda.
It was like 100 degrees inside.
Yes. And
the skyline is beautiful from the spot.
Yes.
The hillbilly veranda.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so the Germans are invading, and we're just going to have to deal with that, okay? So, what the fuck have you been up to, you suntanned motherfucker? You raccoon looking bastard.
I know. Work is killing me, dude. It's hot as balls out there. I don't know. What the hell have I been doing? I don't know.
What have you been doing?
Dude, I don't even know. I mean, really, though, I think it's all about... It's a problem because it's all about destiny, right? Isn't that what life is right now? It's like magic, destiny.
There's magic, there's
I guess
destiny.
Some girlfriend time. Some
maybe.
Some very time spent.
Very little.
But love you.
So, I don't know. Destiny, I'm at... Everyone's playing. Brent is hardly playing.
I haven't turned my Xbox on since I bought it, like a couple days after that.
Jeez. God.
I've been crazy.
So you're like still like level 2?
I'm level 8.
Oh, come on.
9. No, maybe 8.
Are you lying to us?
No, I'm like 8.
So, I'm at level 23.
What's the cap? Like 26?
I have actually no idea. 30? I saw a 29 running around. I have no idea. So, like, when you hit level 20, I didn't really realize this until probably later in the night of me hitting level 20, that you can't get left past level 20 until you pick up armor that has light
motes
in it.
Motes of light.
Not motes of light.
It doesn't, not motes?
No, and it's not light. Motes is for, it's like a currency for one of the, for the speaker.
Mmm.
So.
Obviously,
like,
it's yeah. Fucking
even the level 8 knows over here.
Yeah,
yeah.
Let's
go 8.
All right, continue.
So, all right, continue.
Continue.
Advance.
I got no more quarters. Okay. Yeah, so you have to have, like, attributes. There's, like, plus 75 discipline and plus 25 strength and then plus 25 plane. And then,
yeah.
And then you have to have light. So it'll be, like, plus 7 light. The numbers are super low, but level 21, I think you needed, like, 20 light. And then level 22, you needed... like 35 light, so on and so forth. So all you do is just like play like the Crucible, which is the multiplayer, over and over again, and then the campaign is like pretty
it's
much
a pretty
done.
Fun multiplayer though.
No, the multiplayer
I
is
do enjoy it.
It's really really good.
Matchmaking is a little slow. I think it'll get better though. But
you know, actually, when I'm in a party, so I play with my roommate and my buddy Joe, and so all three of us me and Joe work the same hours. So from like 5 p.m. on, it's pretty reliable for him to be on, and then Raheem is sitting right there, like,
yeah,
you know, doing whatever.
Just
so he hops on. And so
out.
When you actually are in a party, it everything happens pretty quick and pretty smooth. And then they have 3 versus 3 matches, so it's 3 people to a team, and you fucking own. Because you're all talking to each other. You all stay in the same group. You let them come to you, and you just pick them off one by one, and you own bitches. It feels really good. Going from, like, Gears of War, which you could not do well, and you just feel like the worst player ever because you're going to go, like, You're gonna go like 0-13. These fucking planes, I tell you.
God, what is today?
Call of Duty, I'll be like super happy if I have higher than a 1 kill to death ratio, you know, like that, like 1-to-1. But this one, I mean, shit, I'm getting up to like 1.8, you know, on kill to death. I'm like, is it me? Is it the game? Like, if people suck, I don't know what the hell it is, but it
fucking awesome
feels
though.
Good though, right? So, anyways, I've just been doing that. I mean, really, Destiny's been taking over. I got a new phone ringtone.
I still have a stock ringtone. It feels good.
Dude, those are all the rage.
You know what? The Samsung stock ringtone is the best.
The problem for me is you're still on fucking last gen, and Knife over here is never barely on for the Xbox One.
Right.
So I'm by myself playing Destiny.
The guys I'm playing
with.
It's
not that. It's a lot of fun. But
the guys I'm playing with are all in the 360. I'd love to have a 1 or a PS4 or whatever, but...
Yeah, it's a little...
There's not new games yet. Like, the new games...
It's rough. I understand not buying it yet, but, man, it's nice having it, though.
I know.
I enjoy it.
I want it just for the media stuff, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was going to say I also got Forza Horizon 2. Which is just exactly the same as Forza Horizon 1. So I don't know if anyone played Forza Horizon out there, but it's just a racing game from Turn 10. It's like kind of a simulator, but then it's also like fun. I don't know. It's every other simulator is like super boring. The person sitting next to you is like, I'm leaving the room. This is so fucking boring. This one actually has like good music and it's entertainment a little bit to it, but other than that, it's exactly the same. There's really nothing to talk about. I mean, it's just like a little bit prettier, I guess.
Yeah, a little different, like... Some different cars.
Yeah, that's it. Now you can go
maybe
like
a different
off,
track or two.
You can go off road. There's no tracks. It's just like city streets.
Oh, really?
It's like Test Drive Unlimited. If anyone played that, but it's like the Test Drive Unlimited you always wanted it to be. So, but I mean, besides that, I'm kind of drawing a blank. I mean, I'm looking at a little bit of deck building, and we did the booster box openings, which is fucking awesome.
Definitely exciting.
Yeah. So, anyone listening, check that out. YouTube.com. If Lance Could Kill, and we got 3 videos up there for. Myself, Knife, and Crow over here.
Reich was absent for that because I didn't have a box.
I was there, but
I didn't have a
box. But even though he was there, he was still there in spirit. It's really weird because that's what happens when you have your own box and you show up to a booster box opening party.
Yeah. Lame.
I know.
So, I don't know. Pass it on to Reich. What's up?
Yeah, I've been... actually just found out the day of this recording that I'm actually offered a new job position. So, I'll be actually... In the next couple weeks, I'll be moving into a new job. Which would be really nice.
Dude, that's really sweet. Me and Crow over here, we're actually going to lose our jobs probably. So.
True story.
Yeah, one door shuts, another door opens, right? Is that how that goes?
Yeah. Now you're going to be with the one with the boxes.
But yeah, it's really exciting. So I'm excited about that. And then I've just been kind of been hanging out. I'm packing up. As soon as this podcast is over, I'm going to have to run home and pack my shit because I'm going to Reno.
What?
Going to Reno, get some STDs.
They're called STIs.
You're going to slap into a Slim Jim at the same time.
STDs are STIs now.
Oh, is that what they call it now?
Because
is it like the new hipster, like herpes?
No. Because a disease is something, my understanding is like a disease, trying to classify as something like you could be like born with or whatever, and an infection is like something you like get.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So they're
and
trying to
it also well, has four-wheel drive.
The more you know.
It's true.
Knowing is half the battle. Cool. But now I'm excited to go. We're going to Lake Tahoe, and I'm probably going to be like, we're in a cabin, and we're probably going to be playing Magic, because that's what we do.
It is funny that all those guys, they're like, these guys are like, kind of like jocks. They're not like large and... intimidating, but they're kind of like jocks sometimes.
Yeah,
you know, they're like dirt biking and fucking playing flag football for fun and all this stuff. Until 5 months ago or whatever, when they discovered Magic and
they were introduced
to Magic.
They
got the STI of Magic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. So, you never play around SDSU. Right,
right. Oh, what is that? Oh, that sucks. Can I play?
You always got to sleeve up. But yeah, I'll be doing that and just looking forward to that. And I haven't actually been too much on the Magic scene. I kind of glanced over the last... deck list for the new cons standard rotation, but I haven't seen too much in the way of red green. I saw like one deck, but I gotta dismantle my deck, get all the fucking Return to Ravnica like out, and get some new blood in.
You haven't seen you probably haven't seen it yet though, but like they're taking out.
Stormbreath. We're not even talking about that.
Just saying, they're taking out some of your favorite stuff to go throw in the new stuff. That's all I'm saying.
No, I know. It's just like replacing like good stuff with better. like just as good.
It's one of the lists that's changed like the least.
Yeah, yeah. I bought Destiny. I haven't played with these guys. Like I'm level 8 in Destiny, and I just haven't played. I've been too busy on the fucking.
Well, let me say this: once you're level, well, if you're in the multiplayer matchmaking shit, it doesn't matter what level you are. Level doesn't matter. But even still, if you're level 20, it doesn't matter if you're like I'm a 28 or whatever. We can still play the same stuff.
Yeah, we still
like, level 20 is where the game. The extra game begins. Like, one game is from 0 to 20, and then the second game begins up 20 after, so.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to have to get back on that and start grinding that down, just finish the campaign on it. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's just I've been occupied with
that. When did you beat the campaign? Did you beat the campaign?
I have not beat the campaign.
And you're already 20?
I'm like a cunt hair away from 21.
Just a cunt hair. Bloody cunt hair.
I just finished the story, and I just hit level 20. And I have no idea why we're not ever on at the same time. But, yeah, I just finished it. You know what? It's a great game, and it's
here it comes, though. Here
I love
it comes.
It's just fucking repetitive. Like, a lot of games are repetitive, but this just seems like, you know how, like, in Grand Theft Auto, it's like, there's a different story, you know, but it's, like, the same missions. It's a
fucking game, dude.
Yeah, okay, well, insert game here, whatever title.
Pitfall, yeah. Dude. Alligators and snakes.
Yeah, in one level, there's alligators you have to jump over. In the next level, there's
ropes
you know,
are really rigid.
Yeah. And then those endless pits that just come out of nowhere.
Yeah. They have to empty them from time to time. Oh, empty the pits. Anyways, so
no magic talk.
That was a good joke.
Yeah, thank you guys.
So I find it a little repetitive, but like Hot Sauce was saying, the game gets different, you know, from 20 on, and I really can't wait for the expansion packs to come out because I feel like it's going to bring a lot. But in no way am I like. You know, over the game. I'm still, like, you know, playing it whenever I'm not playing Magic. So.
Well, here's every player on Destiny, okay? They're like, this game is... It's a little repetitive. And, like, yeah, it's got some good things, but I feel like I have complaints about it. But I have to play it every day.
Yeah, I can't stop.
I keep playing it.
Like, I don't understand.
Man, I don't really like this part about this game. But I want to play 6 more hours tonight. Even though, like, I'm kind of pissed off, but it's one thing... 6 more hours.
That sounds like some other digital game that we play.
It is like that.
Kind of something online. Modo, is that what it's called? I don't know. M-O-D-O? I don't know. I forget. Anyways, other than that, I haven't been doing too much. Yeah, my band finally started practicing again, so I'm like, stoked about that. We haven't played a show in like a year and a half, so.
Ever since you started playing Magic, you haven't.
Yeah.
You kind of dropped off when you started playing Magic every day.
My bass player keeps telling people because they keep asking about the band, and he's like, oh no, Magic the Gathering broke up the band.
So look it up, facebook.com/3dicksandanasshole.
Yeah, that's actually that was our old name.
That's awesome.
86 Fix, we're a shitty punk band, so. What have you been up to, Mr. Crow?
Well, better than that.
Yeah, let's...
Introduction time, baby.
Oh, yeah,
let's talk a little bit.
Better than that.
Roll out the red carpet.
Last 2 weeks, nobody cared. Nobody has any reference for 2 weeks. You got to tell...
Yeah.
Okay, you were born on what, and you're the hospital, and then your mom...
Okay. Social Security number, bank account numbers.
Yeah.
So who the fuck are you, and how did you end up at this table?
Oh, man. I was working at... You know, electrician working one day, and suddenly some goofy little fucker starts working with me in the trench. I'm like, who's this fucking asshole, and... I'm like, oh, he just came from an office job. Like, oh, cush office job out here in the field all of a sudden. What the fuck's going on?
Dude, people gave me a lot of shit.
I'm like, oh, this fucking guy's all kinds of rusty. I'm like, you're a journeyman? What the fuck?
Dude, it's all better than that because I was working in the same yard as they are. And they're a different company, but we share the same yard. So they'd see me come in my car with my Starbucks and shit and my laptop. They started earlier. They're already like fucking knee deep into like busting their ass. They've got vest, hard hat, safety glasses, gloves, you know, people hounding on them to go faster. And I'm just like, what's up, guys?
You're just like fanning yourself in the shade.
Yeah. No. I had like this ice cold trailer to go into. And I'm like, oh man, I forgot my jacket in a box. I'll be back.
Yeah, literally, before I even knew him, met him at all, I'm like, who the fuck is this asshole? Just strolling across the yard, hanging out in the AC.
Yeah, it was great.
Next thing you know, it's working in a trench with me. My, how the like a mighty fall. So, anyways, and then from there, you know, get to talking with him and. talks about his stepdad being in a punk and all this jazz like I am, and comes back a week later, brings me a fucking vinyl from his stepdad. I'm like, oh, okay, this guy's pretty fucking cool. Ran into each other at the same gas station in the morning.
What was it, a Fear vinyl?
Oh, no.
No, you can't give that away.
I've got my own.
Okay.
Dude, how much do you want to suck my dick to give me that? Holy shit.
Hey, there's a line, okay? And I'm ahead of it.
I'm right on it.
Yeah. I'm squatting the line.
Sitting on that line right now.
It's just some shitty band called SSD Control. I mean, it's fun. It's fast.
Oh, nice.
You know, it's good. I'll enjoy it. It's like, you know, nobody fucking besides any kind of punks know that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's great. Like, vinyl, best way to hear music, the only way to really hear enjoy music. Every little fucking tick matters. But, makes you know. You know, you guys were talking. He's talking about me from a podcast like 14 or something like that.
Yeah, this is the guy. This is the
big asshole.
The big asshole,
dickhead, and like this big tough looking guy. And all of a sudden, my Pokemon ringtone goes off. It's like, wait a minute, we can be friends.
I know Pokemon.
That's how friendships start.
Full on stepbrother moment. We just become best friends. Yep.
Oh, we can get bunk beds. We have more room for activities.
You want to go to my garage and fucking do karate?
Yep. Exactly. Just don't touch my drum set, bro.
Too late. Well, next thing you know. I mean, I played 96. I played the Ice Age series there from Magic for a little bit. Not by knowing any idea how to actually play, but I played Pokemon cards and was in the shops and stuff and saw that and my buddies and tried it out. So I had a bunch of old cards from back then. I knew the basics going into Magic and was like, fuck, man, I love strategy games and all this kind of shit. So just falling hard into it real quick.
Super addicted.
Yeah.
So how many days did it take of playing Magic for you to buy a booster box?
About 7 days from starting and about 5 days of playing. So we went nonstop every day. Like, hey, Jason, I'm coming over. Or, excuse me, Hot Sauce, I'm coming over today. And, yeah, let's learn some more. I want to play. And there you know. Next thing you know, a fucking booster box. And now another cons box.
Yeah. Plus some singles.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of singles, a couple of fat packs, a toolkit one, and easily $350 in a month and a half.
Yep.
Nice.
But I got to say, I'm not trying to be whacking your putt around here, but you were really impressive right off the get-go. I was like, I showed him how to play, and right off the get-go, I was showing him like advanced technique, like when to play instance. You know what I mean? Like within like 5 days, he's already like got the game pretty much. You know what I mean, he has questions, of course, like we all do, even a year and a half later or whatever. But he was doing just fine. And that's the only thing we have to work on is like he has to have like more knowledge of the cards, which just takes time. Nothing against you.
Just more knowledge of the meta.
Yeah, and then like that kind of stuff. And then just
remembering that, I'm playing a card and going, oh yeah, the guy has first strike, and not forgetting that guy that asshole has first strike.
Oh, that
I'm
happens.
That happens. Then, yeah.
That happens to everybody.
Yeah. And then like card timing. You know what I mean? Yeah, like looking at your opponent's open mana and being like, all right, can I play this? Should I play this? Should I wait?
Not so much the stack as much as realizing, oh, I should just hold this creature till after my combat phase because that's just how you should go about it.
Right.
And I'm just like, I've got open mana. I don't want to end my turn without playing this card. And I put it down and go, oh, well, maybe I should have waited a second because that's just keeping the bluff open.
Tapping the wrong mana. So
order of operation.
Next spell. It's basic stuff. I mean, otherwise, I think he's doing fantastic.
No, I'm surprised, yeah. As soon as the first day I met you, it was like, he was already in it to win it, man. He was good to go. Knew all the basics. Had a good handle on everything. Ready to kick it.
I know. You guys were talking about this guy. I never met him, and then he came over, and I was sorely disappointed. He didn't live up to the hype. I mean, it was...
Oh, wow. Okay. I thought we were cool.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's not what you said to me outside.
Hey, whoa. What happens outside stays outside. Unless we're recording.
So, what else? What else? A little more background about you, not Magic related. What do you say?
Married with a 2.5-year-old son, a little big bruiser. He's freaking awesome. I say hi to him by coming home, and what's up, buddy? And he sprints from 20 feet away and just comes running full speed and headbutts me. So nice. That's a lot of fun.
Taught him well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Probably the biggest sports guy of the group here. Big Padres fan, and, you know, just San Diego.
Yeah.
So I still play soccer on Thursdays, and loving Magic and Destiny and video games, and I'm a full scale from everywhere, from sports to complete nerd all the way through.
That's why we got along. We talk about it because we're both like he mentioned the term like social chameleons, where a lot of people are into one thing and that's just where they go to. So it kind of dictates a little bit of their personality. You don't want to stereotype somebody, but just more often than not, it falls into that. where a person that is a nerd grew up being a nerd, grew up, you know, I don't know, whatever negative things that could be. He didn't, you know, they don't have the stories of all the other crazy shit that they could have done when they were 21 or whatever like that.
Typically and inclusive.
And then the same way, the other way around, is that like when you talk to somebody about some sports stuff or whatever, and that they're like a big fisherman or whatever, you can talk to them about a damn computer, and they're like, I don't even own a computer.
Yeah.
What's a mouse?
Yeah, yeah. So
they're like, yeah, I use Netscape. You know, you're like, oh, okay, that's wow.
Yeah,
good for you.
Pretty much, a lot of stuff like that. You know,
we're still on dial-up, bro. Yeah.
But me and this fool, along with the rest of us, you know, we had all phases of our life. You know what I mean? Just the partying, and then the developing social skills and getting along, like being a fucking adult, and all this other shit that a lot of people don't have. You know what I mean?
So, would you say cool. We're very well rounded?
Yeah, I think, remember...
Across the board, I think.
Yeah. On a personality level, remember, we're like a 9 out of 10.
Oh, yeah, we're 9 out of 10. But we're not much to look at, but we're 9 out of 10 on the personality.
Awful to look at.
We're between the 6 and 7 range,
yeah.
You know, depending on how we're dressed. All of us, I would say. Yeah. Sorry, bud. Sorry.
Depending on how many burritos
we eat. Sorry, he's
pretty cute. Right here is pretty cute.
No, Reich's the most handsome, but
they do say I have a face for radio.
That's what I'm saying.
Was it a face for radio and a voice for fucking internet? What was that line?
A voice for print?
Yeah, that's a voice for blogs, right? Or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyways.
Yeah, but I do agree we're all pretty well-rounded.
Mm-hmm.
Sports, party, nerd. Fucking
like I'm going to a punk psychobilly show after this podcast.
Fuck so yeah, I wish
from
I
from a magic podcast to a punk show.
I fucking
like, yeah.
wish I could go, that dude. Like, that's fucking awesome.
Like a good time.
You know, you can go, right? You just won't have your girlfriend.
Your girl's in school. I mean,
I don't want to be tired.
I didn't want to throw you under the bus, but they already did it, so it's like you're kind of being an old bastard here.
Oh, totally, totally old bastard. Dude, if I don't get 8 hours of sleep, I'm just like sluggish the whole day. It's horrible.
How's that job working out, anyways?
It's pretty good. So, Raheem, our buddy, got a job with me, but I just found out today, he's working this new shift that they have from like 6 at night till midnight or something like that.
I heard that, yeah.
That poor bastard.
So he's only getting 30 hours a week, too, because 5 days of that.
Something like that, but...
It's better than what he was doing, though, which was nothing.
Yeah. Better than nothing, right?
Yeah. It's a, you know, 30 up. His workload increased by 30 hours a week. But I talked to my boss, and she was like, yeah, we're going to try and get him on, you know, a decent schedule. So,
yeah, that's cool.
But it's
kind of a weird schedule, though. Sounds like experimental.
But, yeah, so, I'm liking it.
Moving on.
Changing gears.
So, we were all able to go to the fucking cons pre-release over at... San Diego Games and Comics.
Do we gotta talk about this?
Yeah, we gotta talk about this.
No.
You don't have to talk about it.
Yeah. You can just sit there and whimper.
I'm gonna whimper.
Right, did okay.
No, I did awful.
But so why don't we go around and say what clans we picked? Sauce?
I picked Abzan.
Why did you pick Abzan?
Because Abzan is relatable to the strategies I've already been playing. The whole counters thing. I love white, I love green. I love black. Those are actually, like, that's a pretty sweet thing right there.
That is too well thought of an answer.
It is, right? So.
I picked Teamer because they have fucking bears and they punch shit, man. Yeah. Why else would you pick it?
Yeah. So, yeah. I played Abzan, and my rare was... It's a 5/7 for 5 mana, and... Whenever it attacks, target creature can't block this turn. That was fine. For limited, it was fine. You know, totally fine. A 7 booty is, you know, it's pretty unbeatable except for the destroy creature stuff. So that was pretty sweet. And when I opened my pack, when I opened my sealed pack, pre-release is 5 sealed packs and then the 1 seeded pack. And there's like, what is it? There's eight different rares you could get in the seeded pack.
Correct. For the promo. So
for the promo, whatever. And it's a promo, sort of. Like, it's the same art, but it's foil with the text of
the
stamp on it. So that's pretty cool. So anyways, I pulled a Wingmate Rock. Wingmate Rock, I'll just tell you right now, like, I could not have pulled a better card.
Yeah.
I think that even if I would have pulled a Sarkin, I think that would have died a lot quicker than 2, 3, 4 flyers that gain you life. Yeah. Like, it's... I went 4-1, and the one I lost was to the owner of the game store, so there you go. He played Jeskai Flyers and stuff like that. So, four of the games, or whatever, I pulled the wingmate, and every time I pulled it, I won. Because even if they have removal, they can only kill one, and then there's a 3-4 flyer that they can't deal with.
Yeah.
Because even things with flying don't have... they have 3 toughness or lower.
Right.
In limited. That's just like what happens with flyers. So I had 4 toughness, 3 attack. I could always attack in profitably. And nobody was playing party tricks at all. I had no party tricks from any of my players at all. So anyways, yeah, it was fine. I pulled the first, or the, that going 4-1 is like 6 packs, but I ended up splitting it with the other guy I was playing. So we both pulled 4 packs, and then I pulled a polluted Delta out of that. So that was pretty cool.
Nice.
It was pretty enjoyable, man. There's a lot of really strong cards, and I know we're going to get to it. I'll just get to it afterwards, but Outlast, dude.
Yeah, Outlast.
That's the shocker of the day, I think. Even if you guys didn't play it, you saw it, and it fucking did some stuff, dude. It did work. So what do you got?
I went with Mardu. I like the flavor of Sultai, but I just didn't think it was going to like get there and do that much. So I picked Mardu, and my deck just... Okay, first of all, when I built the deck... I felt like I didn't have very good top end. Like, I would get him down to like 5 life and then I would die. So I splashed some blue in there for like 2 or 3 cards.
Great idea, by the way.
Yeah, it was
four cards. It gets better. This is awesome.
And then I just, oh my God. So what was my first match against you, Reich?
Yeah. Yeah.
I, both games, just could not pull mana to save my fucking life.
You gotta go back a step because you're leaving out a big detail.
What's that?
How many colors did you play?
Four.
No. First match, wasn't it 5?
No, it was just 4.
Okay.
It was just 4.
Yeah, luckily it was 4. Because if we played 5, it'd just been like,
no, it was a massacre. Ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
So right after that, that put me out of a bad mood, guys. No, I was kind of pouty after that. Yeah, because it was like I had beat myself, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I didn't have to do anything in that game. I thought about it too much.
You know?
Yeah, I did.
You overthought it, and you're like, oh, no, I don't have enough of this one category that I need.
Yeah, I put it in the blue at like the last minute, and it just... Because I didn't have, like, a lot of the Mardu staples that would really make the deck effective.
Like removal? Or what were they?
I had, like, one Murderous Cut, and then one of the white instant destroy target attacking creature. but that That's was it. One. But I just didn't have, like, a lot of the creatures that would really put the deck where it needs to be. So anyways, after that game, I changed up my deck just to 3 colors, just to Mardu. Took out some, you know, a couple, 2 drops that didn't fit, like the one that gives it +2/+0 and trample, or pay a certain amount and gives it flying. Like those, I just took those fuckers right out.
Mm-hmm.
And put the Valley Dashers in, or whatever, the haste must attack
Valley,
each turn.
Valley Dashers?
Valley Dasher? Dashers, Dashers.
oh, get out of here. Just leave.
So.
That's the 2/2 for 2 that has to attack, right?
Yeah, it has haste, has to attack. And I don't know why I didn't put that guy in.
That's good, right?
Yeah, no, it was great. Really at the last minute I took him out, I was just like overthinking it, making it worse for myself.
Brain getting in the way again.
Yeah, so I lost against Reich, and I lost the next match. And then I made some final tweaks after that match, and then I won the next 3 matches because I stopped overcomplicating it and just made a simple Mardu deck, and it just did what it was Mardu was supposed to do, is just fucking attack in and fuck shit up. And I had some decent morph cards, but my promo was the Bloodsoaked Champion. Oh my God, I love that guy.
You should, because that thing's crazy.
I already like the what's the fucking zombie? You can play
go on.
You can play him out of your graveyard if you have a zombie on the battlefield.
Oh gosh, with the raid?
You mean the one from back in the day?
Yeah,
the one from like Innistrad or whatever it was.
Oh, anyways,
something.
I love that guy, and this is pretty kind of like it. Same effect, pretty much. You just got to pay a little bit more, and you have to raid. So, anyways,
does it have a regenerate on him? Or?
No, you can play him from the graveyard. He comes
it's
back.
It's a 2/1 zombie that can't block. So, same thing as the Bloodsoaked Champion. And then when he dies, if you have a zombie on the battlefield, you just pay a swamp, and you can bring him back on the battlefield.
What the hell is the name of that old card? I'll think of it.
It's like
Gravecrawler.
Gravecrawler. Yeah,
you thank you, Jan.
I can see the picture. I can see the card in my head.
He's crawling out of a grave.
And then there's the other guy who has landfall when he's in the graveyard.
Yeah.
So anyways, he's not a zombie.
Very powerful cards, for sure.
Yeah. So,
Who's this fucking bitch?
I know, right? Fucking neighbors. So it worked out pretty well.
go stab.
And I ended up, so I played this little kid, and him and his buddy were there, and they were like, what, 10 years fucking old or something?
Like 12.
Yeah.
Four of them, right? There's like four little kids.
Yeah.
All eating their pizza.
Yeah.
Their cookies.
I know. I was like, I'm hungry
cookie
now.
Cookie pizza.
Yeah. So, played against him, and he was like, oh, man, like, you should totally, like, let me win, because we were, like, in the spotlight match. What that means is, like, they choose a couple random matches, and then the winner gets to go up and spin this wheel, and then, you know, you can win shit.
Yeah, the game store does
anywhere
that
from a hug to, what was it?
Drawing for a booster box.
Drawing for a booster box is what I got.
I got an intro pack and $10 store credit.
Yeah.
I got to spend
or there was like chips and soda or something.
Yeah, right. Some fun stuff.
Yeah. So he was like, oh, you should let me win so I can do that. And I was like, nah, that's not going to happen. And then they were cool kids. Like one of, so it's like a comic book store also. So his other friend who wasn't playing, like, grabbed a comic book off the wall and he like opened it up and there's like these vampire chicks, like, and their titties are just no, it's not like, you know, bra and then just cleavage. No, there's like full on naked titties and they're just like, oh dude, check it out. And I was just like, I couldn't be like, oh, that's sweet, you know, like, I wanted to.
Thinking in your mind.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, I love big cartoon vampire
you're
titties.
Not supposed to look at that. You're not supposed to sit next to a 10-year-old and look at titties together.
Yeah. So, so I was just like, oh yeah, that I can't say anything. It's illegal for what I want to say. Like,
bro, you want to do some mutual masturbation?
Yeah, back to back. Back to back. So so I was like, you know, if I win something, you know, we'll split it or whatever. So I won the raffle into the booster box, but I didn't end up winning the box. But I ended up going 3-2, so I won two booster packs, and I went over and gave the kid a booster pack. Just, you know, probably meant, like, a lot more to him than it would mean to me. But if he would have pulled a foil, like, you know, Fetchland, no, I would have been punching him, taking it, and running, and never going back to that store.
Kid, you wouldn't need to run.
Yeah, he was kind of portly. No, anyway.
He gave you the cookie, right?
Oh, so, yeah, that's actually the reason I gave him the pack is because, you know, I beat him. And he's like, oh, man, you totally dream crushed me. And then, so I went outside to smoke, and I came back in, and he was like, oh, you want a piece of my pizza cookie? You know, and I was like, oh, you're awesome, dude. Like, I would love a piece of your pizza cookie. And so I gave him the pack afterwards, and yeah, it was definitely a fun time. But I don't know about, so sealed, it would probably be hard to go four colors unless you have, like, super good fixing, which I did not. I had, like, two fixing cards.
Yeah, it does suck that you can't, you know, draft your fixing. You can't, like, find it. You just have to, like, oh, there it is.
Yeah, what's the luck of the draw?
Yeah.
Nope, I get what I get. That's all I get.
So, yeah, I had fun, though. So, what did you, pick?
Mr. Soren Crow.
Mr. Crow?
Yeah, I wanted to go Mardu. Because that's just, I like the black, and I'm just getting into it, but so far, I think that's my favorite color is black. But the I drew a foil Rattleclaw Mystic and another Rattleclaw Mystic, and I'm like, well, you know, there's frickin' some mana fucking ramping right there.
How so what clan did you pick, though?
Pick Mardu.
Yeah, you went
Mardu. Mardu.
I picked Mardu. I didn't go Mardu.
I couldn't go. Yeah, I didn't get enough. I didn't get enough good shit to go Mardu. So what's Teemer? Teemer? Okay, yeah. I went Teemer, and I thought, okay, this, you know, I got some good cards to go with it, and Sagu Mahler, you know, he ended up frickin' winning me like three games overall.
What guy is that
on the field? He's that 6/6 trample.
Yeah,
that
with hexproof.
Hexproof trample,
dude. Yeah.
He's a bomb in the
world. Come on, sure. Hexproof 6/6 trample. It's not fair.
Yeah, he was pretty badass.
I think you pulled better Teemer cards than my Teemer deck. we'll get there, but
unfortunately, I ended up going 1-4. The first, I was pretty pumped though, because the first match I went in there and beat him pretty handily. I was like, holy crap, this is my first ever limited draft or, you know, limited freaking tournament ever of all time. My first time, and it wasn't drafting, but my first limited sealed whatever. Sitting there and I beat him, and it was, you know, good match. The guy was a cool guy, and went to the next one and played this one kid, and he was cool, but, you know, he just utterly raped me. You know, like, probably 14 years old, and
yeah,
he's out there, and he freaking, we're stalemating for a little while.
Can 14-year-olds rape?
Oh, he's raped me.
I'll tell you that much. It didn't feel much, but it was there.
It was there.
He freaking, we're gonna kind of stalemate going, then all of a sudden he gets a card and he gets freaking 3 more tokens on the board, and then out comes Ankle Shanker. That was the end of that.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
I do like the Ankle Shanker.
Yeah, I plan on building a deck that definitely has
Goblin
in there.
Deck. Yeah,
Goblin some. Token, freaking Mardu, whatever style. But so you know, he beat me. He was cool enough. The next kid I played though was the older brother of the kid that you gave the pack to. Fucking cocksucker. Like, I don't give two shits I lost this kid. I talking to him, he's been playing, he's like 13 and playing for like 10 years or some shit like that.
Playing since he's in
like,
the womb.
And he's out there and he's just like, I had a bye last round, so I'm gonna see if, you know, how my deck does. I think it probably won't be that good. He goes out there and just, I couldn't do shit. It was done. And the worst part of going into it is I'm like, cool, I got 2 Rattleclaw Mystics. Great, I got mana ramping up the ass. I can freaking go for this thing, and I think I'll have a good, okay tournament here. Every single match, every game overall, I drew it twice, and both times with opening hand.
The Rattleclaw Mystic?
Yeah. And I drew both of them at the same time, the opening hand.
Oh.
So the first game was against this kid, the first game. I'm like, oh, okay, cool, I got this. The next, you know, he had like a aggro deck, and he just totally ran me over before I had a chance to really do anything. I actually did the whole morph thing with him, so I was able to, you know, play him down and flip it, get the extra 3 mana. So that was cool, I brought that out, but then at that point, he had me beat already anyway, so it didn't really matter. So he just ran me over. So it wasn't that he, you know, utterly raped me, that's fine, I just started Magic. It was that he was such a cocky little piece of shit. Like, somebody needs to dick slap you and fucking tell you, hey, stop being a fucking cunt, okay? Because you're being an asshole. I just like, dude. He's like, oh, you want a trade card? I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm going to go over and play you when you were still kind of pouting in the corner with a knife. I'll go play you a match and see what happens and hang out rather than deal with this little fucker anymore.
That's so funny.
And then the next, fourth match, I played against the dad of the second match kid I played against. And we had a good matchup. I won game 1. He won game 2. It was a spotlight match. Game 3 goes, you know, we're having a good rapport. It was fun playing against him and whatnot. And game 3 goes, and next thing you know, the whole, you know, he's a real slow player. Like, I'm new to it. I'm a little slower. But he was, you know, I've been playing a lot. I don't know how much longer. But he's just, like, 2 minutes for every turn.
Very.
Like, just, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. And then he played something, and it just took forever. So he ran out of time. So he went down to the 5-turn counter. And I had played something or other. And
that's
anyways,
a weird card. It's a good card.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Something or other is probably the best
card. I wasn't planning on being the podcast. I didn't know. Like, oh, I need to remember what I was playing.
I'm going to talk about cards I have no idea what they're
doing. Yeah, I don't know what's going on yet. But anyways, so we get there, and all of a sudden, turn 4 happens of 5 turns left. So counting from 5 down. He's able to like wipe my board. And at that point, I actually had like 32 life. So I'm like, okay, well, fuck, can I hold on for, like, 3 more turns? Tried playing a couple things, and he freaking had some cancel spell or something on me. I'm like, fuck, dude, come on, let's just draw so we can both spin the fucking wheel, you asshole. Turn, and the last turn, he managed to pull out whatever top card he needed to kill me off. I was like, fuck, you know, good match, but it's like, son of a bitch.
Nice and good.
And then my 5th game was another spotlight game against the kid that you get to pack to. And I didn't have the same view as him as you did. he was the little brother of that little asshole kid, and I saw the same fucking little cocky attitude in him. And amongst the cocky little attitude was the whiny, gimme, 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 oh, let me win. Like, let you win. You've been playing for fucking 8 years. I started a month ago.
Yeah, let me win.
And he just kept begging for shit. I'm like, you're just being fucking annoying, man. Like, I understand you're a little kid. You got to grow up. No big deal. But it was just kind of like, I don't know. I didn't enjoy playing against those 2 little kids, the brothers. Yeah, yeah. They just weren't fun to play with.
Yeah,
you know? They're listening right now too. So
they are. Yeah. They're actually like our crying. Top they're 2 supporters.
Tears streaming down their faces.
But I had a great time. You know, I didn't eat. I only ate at like 6:30 in the morning, so the tournament was at 3 and didn't end till like 9:30, 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah,
I was just sitting there starving, like half lightheaded and ready to fall like over and
yeah, I had like a Kit Kat when I was there.
Yeah, I'm surprised you made it home like yeah. Alive. I'm surprised you even made it home that night.
Like, oh, I ended this thing like, fuck, I didn't know it was going to take 6 hours and I should have eaten before I got here. Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, with more tournaments you'll get to know.
Yeah.
You gotta fucking eat ahead of time.
Bring some snacks.
Make sure you bring some, like,
drink a lot of water. Yeah. Bring a little bit of Coke.
Yeah.
I had a great time, though. It was a lot of fun, you know. So, first time going, I was okay with winning one match and then, you know, a couple more games after that, but...
No, I liked your draft pool was actually... Or your seal pool is really nice.
Yeah, I felt like my deck wasn't that bad. It just... These kids had some intense stuff that was real fast. And it was more of a slow build-up, and then unfortunately my man ramping never happened. But every time I was able to get that Sagu Muller on the field, I won every single game I was able to get him out there. And then I did win a frick with the Icy Blast. I had the four power creature on the field.
Nice.
So I was able to keep them tapped for like their turn right then, and then their next turn, and swing in and kill them off.
Hell yeah.
That was a fun one.
I like those cards that tap down.
Dude, they're good. They're good.
It's like the best blue. I don't know what else is good in blue, but those cards are nice. Icy Blast and the other raids.
So what about you, Reich?
Tell us about your
fabulous.
Oh, man. My seal pool is so good, guys.
Dude, you didn't play against any bears. That's the thing. If you did, then they would have been like, oh, punch in the face.
I got one bear in my whole pool. Like, it's a 3-mana.
The 4-2?
Yeah, the 4-2.
I don't know what it's called.
I can't think of the name.
I don't know any of the names.
It's a bigger bear.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not a 2-2 anymore, but it's a bigger bear.
It's not the bears your grandpa's played with.
Yeah, exactly.
You know the green one?
The power creep is real. Yeah, the green bear. The
4-2 alpine bear?
Yeah, the alpine bear. But I ended up picking Teemer.
I'm getting better.
Until it's wrong. Okay.
No, I could be wrong. No. I think it's what it is.
Don't you dare look it up. Don't me wrong.
Fuck you, then. Don't
do that. So I ended up picking Teemer for my sealed pre-release, and I opened nothing good. My promo was the Teemer. What the heck is the instant where it's you can cancel or counter?
Mind swipe?
Yeah, it's mind swipe. We counter a no, it's a different one. It's one that you counter a
counter target spell, put counter creature thing.
Yeah, you
target the morph creature.
No, it's an instant.
It's an instant, but you counter target creature spell, and then you get to put two counters on one of your creatures.
Let him talk. God, jeez,
the jackal, jackal.
Okay, I'm partly right. It's Alpine Grizzly.
Very good, very good.
Close enough.
You're way off, yeah.
But that was
none of you assholes fucking knew the name. That's right.
And then the only mythic I really got to play was the Red Phoenix, where it'll morph if it dies, and then you can pay the mana to morph it back.
The 4/4.
Yeah, it's a 4/4.
Doesn't it cause damage to everybody?
Yeah, it causes 2 damage to every player. So I never got to really get in with it. I mean, the guys that I played had flyers, and it was just like, oh, a 4/1, I'll just chump with my 1/2 flyer, and then, oh, good luck, you have a 2/2 on, you know, morph card in play. I'm just going to go ahead and just kill that now. And it's like, well, it did no good for me. But I lost every game I played, except for the one versus Knife City. But I still count that as a loss.
Yeah, because we both lost.
I only won against Knife City. And that
you should have signed the paper and be like, no winners.
Yeah. Yeah.
This game has no winners. Yeah. Winning against Knife City was
four colors.
Yeah.
Was not a win at all for me. I just pretty much just sat there and just puked cards out, and I was like, that was the game against... But there was other people that had, like, awesome seal pools or, like, just, like, had way better... I just wanted to force Teemer because I really wanted to play Teemer no matter how bad. I pulled, like, some, like, decent Abzan stuff, but I didn't have enough support to play those colors. So I was just kind of like, well, I like Teemer. I want to make it work. I want to play this bear. The All-Star cards that I had was I think it's a 2-mana 1/1 with Regenerate.
Oh, yeah.
That guy was a brick house to everybody. Because as long as I kept that one green up or whatever mana cost, the two green.
Two colorless.
One green to cast and then two colorless to regenerate.
Yeah, so the regenerate, I just blocked. Just kept blocking with them and just regenerate them until I could get enough mana to get like one of my big fatties out. But my deck was just didn't curve out very well. I played everyone else that had like synergy with freaking Outlast. I played an Outlast deck that was just ran over my big dudes. Like, literally, I couldn't attack into it, and he was outlasted his one guy every time. And just, like, he got him up to, like, an 8-8. I was like, well, that's bigger than all my guys. So I'm like, I'm just gonna just pack my cards up and just go and in the corner now.
So the Abzan thing, like, I was playing, I ended up picking up it's a 3-2, all things with counters have lifelink, and then a 2-1, all things with counters have first strike. So just getting those two on the board, I mean, I know, of course, the removal just takes them away, but having everything with a counter have lifelink is like
the most bomby crap in Limited ever. To have, you know, it's all about getting that 20 damage in, you know what I mean? And that's like all your deck is expected to do. If they keeps, it's like, if it keeps, the life keeps going up, you don't have the fatties to like take care of it, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
just swinging back and forth and moving up life and having first strike so they couldn't block when I would attack with my other life linker. Oh, it's just,
yeah, this dude literally fantastic. Had a fucking 8/8 reach. I think it's reach. No, life link and first strike. I'm like, well, he's already at 32 health, and I'm like at 7. I'm like, I'm just gonna scoop it up now.
That's what happened.
That was
though.
A fun game and all. Like, I got two guys on the board. That's a lot of, that's fun magic. But no, Outlast was awesome. I actually lost to a Jeskai deck that was playing Prowess Flyers, and that was amazing.
Dude, those Flyers, man, they have two of them that are like the 3/3s with like flying vigilance, and then the other one has haste or whatever for one cheaper.
Yeah.
Those Flyers, dude, are really, really good.
I had like one flying creature and one guy with reach, and I was just like, ah, well, he has Flyers, I could see.
Yeah, that face. Outlast reach guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it. I was like, okay, well, you know, he's got he's just flying over me. It's like, it doesn't matter what I do, it's just, he's gonna fly over me and play combat tricks on me, but
yep.
But I had fun. I had a lot of good time just playing the fucking shit out of Teemer, but I probably will never, ever, ever play Sealed Teemer ever again. Ever. But it was fun.
Did you guys get to play with any of the charms?
I didn't get any charms, okay. Unfortunately.
I used it.
I had a charm used against me.
Teemer charm, okay.
Abzan charm blew me up, but...
Yeah.
The Mardu charm is pretty nice. I like that.
Yeah, I know, it's really
4
good.
4 damage to target creature, or you can put 2 1/1s with first strike.
Nice little party trick.
So if they just swing in with their more for whatever, and or their 4/2 bear, it's like, yeah, my shitty 1/1s will just take you out.
I'm still a huge fan of the Abzan charm. I think that's probably the best charm. You know, be able to exile a creature with, like, what's it, 3 power or greater? Yeah,
which is everything.
Which is everything.
Everything you want
to
kill.
Yeah, anything that's a threat that you need to get off the board. Not only that, but you can add 2 counters on creatures,
mm-hmm.
And you can, or if you get stuck with card, you can draw 2 cards and lose 2 health.
It's great. No, it's
amazing.
It is. Every time I had it in my hand, because I had the Abzan charm, is just, you just want to, you can use it anytime.
Yeah, there's literally no situation
where, when do I use this? Do I use it then? Oh, I can use it now. Okay, I'll wait. No, I can use it now. Okay, I can use it now. Like, it's always available to use. It's so exciting to have that card in your hand.
Whatever your position you're in, you're like, you're down. Okay, well, I have 2 life to spare. I need cards.
You know, but then when you use it, you're like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have used it. Like, there's so much flexibility with it. I just gave away one of my best cards for, like, this guy.
Well, we'll get to it, because we did end up doing a little 4-man draft, but I drafted Abzan, and I was holding on to that Abzan charm for the longest time, and it is definitely a card that, like, you want to play it, but it's like you are like kind of like reserved with it, because you don't know like when it's going to be the best use of like one of the 3 abilities.
So let's go over that real speed round. We did another draft where
a 4-person draft
after we did the
quick on the Teemer charm. Like, I played with it, and the only time I freaking used it, though, was I used only the counterspell effect on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That's the only, I used it, like, 3 different times, and it was, what, counterspell, and that's the caster can, pay 3.
Yeah, right.
So they could go through.
So it's a good spell. It's funny, though, that it got used as that.
That's the only one I use it as. What are the other 2 on there? I don't remember at the moment.
Is it 4 damage to target player? Is that a thing?
I think it's player creature.
No, it's
one or the other. One of them's creature.
Mardu's creature, the other one's player.
Player.
Mm.
And then the middle one, isn't it like bounce something back to their hand or something like that? Or is that not it?
Yeah, it's the blue.
Something like that.
Color
is. Anyways. Yeah, no, isn't it? It's just good, though.
I used it as a counterspell each time.
So after we did the booster box opening videos, we did another draft. After we opened up all of our packs, we us 4 did the just a regular draft or whatever. So it's a lot of fun passing all those packs around. I mean, there was like really strong cards to be found and
a lot of open colors, blue, open green. Colors.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, pack 2 went around and we're like, wow, blue is really open right now.
Like nobody in your draft.
And then I was like, okay, I'm gonna go to I'm switching to Jeskai. And then I was like, okay, wait, maybe I want to say Abzan. Okay, how about Jeskai? Or no, I went Mardu. Well, Mardu, okay, no, I want to go Jeskai. So I just did 4 colors for this.
Well, the card pool wasn't that, because we only had, you know, there's 4 people drafting. And there's not, if you had 8 people, you'd have a way better card selection.
Right.
But yeah, so you kind of had, like,
a huge difference.
Your picks had to, like, tonight. Matter. Like, when you're doing, like, a 4-person draft and you're not supplementing more packs, like, your picks have to matter You can't just be like, oh, well, I'm just going to get this because it looks good.
Yeah.
You be like, oh, so, okay, this needs to be.
So you went Abzan. What was the star player?
I went Abzan, and star player was definitely all the lifelink that I got. Well, I went Abzan.
You're the 3-2 lifelinker.
Abzan.
And the 4-4.
Yeah, I had Outlast. I went Outlast.
Outlast was, your deck was nuts.
Abzan, Outlast is pretty much what I went. I had the lifelink guy. I had the first strike guys. I had the trample guys. I didn't have the reach guy. But Outlast is definitely a fun mechanic, especially when you get to a board state where it's like, well, I don't have anything to do. I can't attack in. They can't attack into me. I'm just going to go ahead and just dump one or two mana and just make this guy bigger. And but the definitely the all-star of my deck was definitely the Abzan Charm and the First Strike Outlast guy. Even though he's like, what, I think he's an uncommon?
Yeah, he's a common.
He's a common. He's amazing.
It's a 2-1 for two.
Amazing. And any cards that give you plus counters on stuff, like just... Give everybody first strike.
Throw them in there and everyone's first strike. All right, so speedrun, go.
Speedrun, go. I had a big learning curve to go here. My first, we had a draft at a different people's house on Friday night. There was 8 people there. Lots of cards to choose from. I felt I had a real good deck. I came in second overall behind Hot Sauce over there. You know, Knife and Reich weren't there, but it was great. And then the next day, I play these three guys and a little more advanced players and... I really want to go Mardu colors, and even though knowing that Knife loves that, and then Hot Sauce kicks a lot of those colors too a lot of the times, I'm like, I want to try to force it. It's a horrible decision. Horrible decision. I ended up just not getting anything good going. So by the end of it all, I ended up playing a 5-color deck.
Yeah, as you were giving shit over here.
Oh, no. That's why I wanted to say, he's advanced. He should know better.
You 4 colors, you idiot.
I'm the 5 colors.
Thing was, though, I did beat Knife the first game I played with it.
Yeah.
So that made me feel a little better, because I'm like, I don't want to lose every single game and be horrible to the entire little draft tournament here.
I ended up winning the match, but, of course, he took the... I pulled a... So we used packs out of our booster box, and I had a Sorin. And 2 games against him, I pulled it out, and first time I used a token, and he bounced my token and then swung in to kill Sorin. Mm-hmm. Then the second time I pulled him out, he countered him. So I was just like...
doing that play block.
Yeah.
Oh, I was pumped.
Man, that'll piss
you off. It's like, you can just go ahead and rape me now, but I just killed Sorin twice.
That's so funny.
Yeah, but you did stumble on mana pretty hard that second game.
The second game, yeah. Real quick went down. But actually, that was the only game that I actually had mana problems, which I thought was like insane, because really, I'm like, I'm being an idiot playing 5 cards because I had nothing else going on.
Right.
Because I just didn't... I tried to force something that was a horrible choice.
Wasn't available at all.
Black was completely gone. I cut all the removal out of black.
Yeah. I went from the night before with 8 packs going around and going like, I got options for days going through that. And then to the 4-person draft, and I was not mentally or experientially prepared for it. It didn't go well. I tried forcing it. It didn't work. And then by the time I realized this isn't going to work, it was too late to choose something. So I just kept going, oh, well, maybe I'll just hate on these guys a little bit and take something that can help them. I'm going to lose anyways. I'm just going to fuck them a little bit.
Speedrun, go.
So my first pack, I pulled Sorin. And so I was just like, I'm white-black something, you know. And
something is right.
Like Crow was saying, I knew that Mardu was just going to be heavily picked. Just because of the flavor of the gentleman I was playing. I ended up picking Mardu and having a decent deck. It wasn't like a great Mardu deck, but it was decent. I won the match against Crow, and then Reich stomped me with his fucking Outlast deck. The activation for your Outlast creatures was just so cheap that by the time you got like 2 of them out, you could just start pumping them both up for like... a mana or 2 every turn.
Well, then I had that little combo with the enchantment, too, where I would take counters off and minus one on whatever.
Yeah. So everyone was so down on that black enchantment where you take counters off and do -X, -X. Dude, that thing overperformed in your deck, like, so well.
You're like, oh, look at that flyer. Okay.
Yeah, you took that card. What an idiot. Oh, it just took out 4 of my guys. All right.
Yeah, it was an experimental card. Yeah, I was testing that one out. It's
pretty good, I guess.
I kind of feel like the Outlast mechanic was put in like to eliminate stalemates in Limited. Am I off base there?
No, I mean, that's a good way to look at it, because when you play the cards on curve, then they're kind of match up to what you were what you're doing and what your opponent's doing. But once you get to outlast them, they just take over the game.
Yeah.
But and then I didn't play game three because I went to go give my girlfriend a token. She got 6 years clean, so that was a little bit more important. So why don't you go ahead and tell them what you got, Hot Sauce?
Okay. All right, so...
What'd you draft?
We drafted, right? And I drafted, when I'm playing with these fools, I drafted Mardu plus blue, right? That's what it's called, pretty much. Because there's Mardu some Jeskai stuff to pick up, and I was like, all right, let's do it. I would say real quick that my all-star was Reflecting Palm, because it says prevent damage from one source. If damage is prevented, do that much damage to target player. Or that player's the player that dealt damage to you. Actually, you can't choose. So, like, if I got someone down to like 5 health or whatever, there's not a lot of burn spells that are going to do it to the player. They can do it to the creature. They had like a 5 damage and 6 damage burn spells to a creature. But Reflecting Palm, I just wait for someone to attack him with their biggest guy. No blockers. Okay, cool. I'm going to go ahead and redirect that to your face, and then they die.
Yeah, see, I saw you playing against him one of the matches, and I saw your hand with that card. I didn't really know the full text. I knew you deflected damage back to him, and he was about to swing in. I think he had like 5 on the board, at least 2 or 3 flyers, and he was about to swing in with all of them. He was debating about to swing all of them, and I kind of thought that the palm directed all damage back.
For a second, you were losing
12, 15 to 3 at that point. So I'm like, oh, he's going to kill it right now. Swing for it all, Reich.
Yeah, right. No. But it's still,
it's still badass.
It's a two mana burn spell.
Yeah.
That can be infinite. Like, it's 2 mana that it'll at least be 2 or 3.
Dude, spit out the cum already.
Yeah. But it's just, I don't want to leave it in there. So it could be for like 2 or 3 if you really have to use it. Okay, use it on some 3-power dude. But otherwise, like, let them hit you with their 6 and you do 6 damage with 2 mana and you prevent their damage. Like, what is wrong here?
That's really good. The art is amazing.
Yeah, the art's really good. And in foil, it's got to be beautiful. Anyways, so I wanted to mention one thing, though. The draft that we did, me and Crow and the 6 other guys that we were drafting with, or one girl also. I drafted the most ridiculous Mardu deck, the most powerful deck I've ever drafted before, where I had Ankle Shanker and the 7/2 con for Mardu, the one that's indestructible when they're attacking or whatever. Yeah. That thing, I had Butcher of the Horde, I had...
Yeah, you were a prick.
Yeah, I had Mardu Charm, and I had Removal for Days. Like, and I had there's like 3 soldier tokens you can bring out, and it was just amazing. When every time I'd look at my hand, and I'm like, oh my god, there's no way I can lose. There's just no way. So I went undefeated like the whole freaking night, basically.
I did get you run for your money though when we played.
Right, yeah, you did.
We did go 3 matches, and then that last one it wasn't like a. And obviously, you had a better, you know, going on it.
But yeah, that first game you played, you were like on curve, like really strong from the get go. He's bringing out like 2-power, 3-power, 4-power, 5-power creatures. It was too much to deal with. But otherwise, though, it's just ridiculous. When it gets to like turn 5, I'm looking at my hand, I'm like, listen, you're not going to win.
Yeah, when I look up at you and you smile and you show someone's your crown, I'm like, you fucking prick.
Because the con has haste and Ankle Shanker has haste. So it's like, just bring it back to my turn and I win.
Yeah.
And so that's the dude Mardu just killed. I played Outlast Guys too, and it was just crazy. But anyways, so Mr. Knife City had to take a little leave of absence.
A little hiatus.
He'll be back shortly.
Left the keys in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have it.
Pretty much did. What are you going to do there, though? He's being a good son.
No.
So, let's go ahead and move right along here. Into the standard tournaments for this weekend.
Yeah, so there was, two tournaments on the same weekend that had the new set standard of cons?
Yeah, they had...
Con standard or whatever.
They had Star City Open Standard in Edison and in Indianapolis. So, running down, like... on one of them, Abzan took 1st and 2nd place. It was Abzan Reanimator, which is like Ashen Rider and the spider that throws like 2 cards in your graveyard at all times. I think it plays 4 Whip of Erebos. Yeah. It's like wants to bring stuff.
That Reanimator deck was definitely a thing in like block constructed even before cons came out. So that doesn't surprise me. That's actually like a decent deck right now.
Right,
because Ashen Rider is a house still.
Another thing that this is another powerful ass card for a strategy like this is Siege Rhino. Siege Rhino is Trample 4/5 for 4 mana. It's Abzan colors, of course. And when it enters the battlefield, each opponent loses 3 life and you gain 3 life. So, like, if you're getting down late game, just go ahead and whip. They lose 3 life, and then you swing in for 4 more. You know what I mean? That's, like, a huge turnaround. It's just like if you were going to, like... Like, while Mono Black has...
Does that whip give lifelink, too, or something like that?
What's that? Yeah, and it gives lifelink, too. So you're swinging in for all that. So it's just, like, double, you know? So, like in one of the strategies of Mono Black is to bring out the Apostle. Well, not the Apostle. What's that guy that... The 5-mana guy that it drains them for devotion, and you gain devotion?
Oh, that's a Gray Merchant of Asphodel.
Gray Merchant. So it's kind of a strategy like that, you know, where you can whip this guy back, and it reacts when it hits the board immediately.
Yeah.
And so that's awesome. And then besides that, you know, Ashen Rider, exile target permanent.
Ashen Rider, like, is just broken. Yeah. Good.
And then we have...
Especially when it's in block, too.
We have Hornet Queen. You know, if you had to whip that thing back in, if it died, well, when it comes out the first time, if it does, it's a 2-2 Death Touch flyer, brings out 4/1/1 flyer Death Touches. Okay, it dies. Cool. And you can somehow wipe up the board. That's fine, too. Go and whip it back. Yeah, the 2-2 only lasts that turn, but all the 4/1/1s,
they persist,
flying and Death Touch, come back. Wow. Like, that's just too powerful, you know?
That's insane.
So, I think it's a pretty sweet
strategy. That is a nice deck, though, strategy. But not my style.
No. It's not really mine either, but I can see why it would be super powerful.
Was it both the Abzan decks running the Ashen Riders, or was there another?
No. The next one was... Second place was Abzan Midrange.
Oh, okay. Here we go. This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and I could... Yeah, basically, I could talk about this the way I'm going to talk about the deck I'm going to build, because, honestly, it's identical to this, minus mixing around the Planeswalkers and the Instants and Sorceries. But I'll go through the list right now. It's 3 Brymaz. Finally, Brymaz has a home.
Hopefully. Does he have a home?
Hopefully.
Does he?
I hope so.
Well, God, see, he's so much money. Like, he has not gone down from like $25 since he was released.
I know. And
he didn't have a deck for the longest time.
Right now, he's low of 24, mid of 28.
Oh, shit. I got to go buy 10.
Yeah. Right now. Perfect time to buy. He's playing 3 of the Cat Kings. He's playing 4 Courser of Kruphix, of course.
Oh, God.
He's playing green. 4 Sylvan Caryatids. He's playing green.
Yeah, if you're playing green, you have those eight cards, no matter what.
Yeah, this is awesome, too. I just love this deck. I can't stand looking at this thing. 4 Fleecemane Lion. Like, I want to see that guy, too.
I hate Fleecemane Lion.
He's so awesome.
So awful.
He's got, like, no home except
he's
for
so
the...
He's so good, he's awful.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Selesnya Aggro had him in, but otherwise, like, he didn't get
any
play.
Well, he's just such a wall.
Oh, dude, indestructible hexproof. You can't have those two things on one creature. So he has 4 of those, and then he's got 3...
You can't get rid of that.
At all.
Is there any way to get rid of that?
There was a way. Yeah, sacrifice.
I don't think there's any sacrifice that like that anymore.
I'll go into it right when I read the deck list. So
Dictated Erebos makes it, when you kill somebody,
yes,
out, you can flash
it
in, and you have to sacrifice it, because
exactly,
that's the only one. Whatever.
So you can do that. So there's... and then 3 Wingmate Rock, which is the 2, 3, 4 flyers that come in. He's playing 4 Elspeth. That's like way too many Elspeth.
That's a good win condition, but I think 4 is way too many.
His board is already like super powerful. 3 Abzan Charm, 1 Bile Blight, 4 Heroes Downfall, and 2 Utter End. And that's it. That's like the whole list right there. So my opinion about it is those creatures are the best thing ever. I love all of those creatures in this deck. I can't believe that it's like a thing.
I'm glad that Fleecemane Lion's like getting play.
Yeah.
And like the Cat King of Oreos is getting
Cat King of Oreos.
That's whatever what it sounded name. Like.
Yeah, so you have that, and
give me that cookie.
I just think it's super freaking powerful. So
whoa. Give me that feeling. Are you sure?
The feeling. Yeah.
So I was playing back in the day with a quickness, and I was playing a deck that it was a hexproof deck. I was playing like my own homebrew, so it wasn't very good, but it was good enough. And I played 4 Fleecemane Lion. So When it comes out, it's a 3. It's 2 mana for a 3/3, right? And then it has the monstrosity ability, which is 1, or it gets 1 counter, and then it's the monstrosity. I think it's 5.
Like, yeah, 4 or 5 mana to monstrosity. It's still like
pretty
well
cheap.
Worth it.
Yeah. So you do that. So I had a 4/4 indestructible hexproof on the board, right? So I'm an idiot, but it's also the most rare scenario ever. I brought out a second one, right? That wasn't monstrosity yet. I brought him out, and then he was like, "Wait a minute. I can detention sphere your other Fleecemane Lion, and it'll scoop up your other one too." Because you exile target non-land permanent, and then anything of the same name, it does the same thing.
Yep.
And you don't target those next ones. You only target
so
the first one.
So it doesn't have like the hex cruise before its monstrosity?
What's that? No, it doesn't have hexproof.
Yeah, no, it's just a 3-3 until it's monstrous.
Yeah, it's a 3-3 for two, and that's it.
Okay.
And then you can pay five.
Once it becomes monstrous, it gets the hexproof.
So that's another way. Besides sacrificing a creature, he was able to exile that one, and all the ones with the same name. And I was like, cool. No! I thought I had this game in the bag.
Yeah, so. Once he gets, like, that's the card, like, once he hits the board, like, if you don't get him off the board, if he's on curve at, like, turn two or whatever, you don't get him off the board by, like, turn 3-4, he's going to get out of hand.
Yeah, it's freaking ridiculous.
But, I mean, he didn't say much play. I mean, there's too much mono black was around, because with the Hex, the one where he makes you sacrifice ultimate price.
God damn it.
Anyways, there's a black card that makes you sacrifice a creature. And
then gain life to its toughness.
Yeah, yeah. You gain life. You have to sacrifice your own creature, mm-hmm. and then you gain the life of however much toughness it has.
Exactly.
God, what the heck? My brain is, like, not working.
So, is there anything we want to see here?
I want to see that red-green mid-range that's in third place right there.
Mid-range. It's probably the same thing. Watch.
It's all the same. I'll tell you right now, it's probably... Okay,
because it's what it is, it's the Goblin Rabble Master.
Oh, is this the Rabble Master?
It's like the same thing. Pelucrano, Stormbreath Dragon, Sylvan Caryatid.
It's literally, yeah.
It's one Nylea. One Boom Satyr.
See, I don't like Sarkhan that much. Now that I've, like, look, I would rather play Stormbreath Dragon and Xenagos, the Reveler, over Sarkhan. Because, I mean, you already...
Explain.
Sarkhan's, like, what, a 4-4 flyer, indestructible for a plus one? While as
647, by the way.
While as Stormbreath it's a 4-4 flyer with haste. It's not indestructible, but it has pro white, which I think white is going to be a huge deal with Abzan, like, you know,
and Mardu.
You need pro white right now. Just for you can block it. You can, you know, you can't be targeted by Defensive Sphere is not here, but the O ring, the new O ring. Banishing Light.
Yeah, you have Banishing Light, and then, like I said,
you got a blown out O-ring.
Yeah, yeah. So my O-ring's got blown out, dude.
Even the indestructible 4-4 flyer that Sarkhan produces.
Yeah, but he can still
exile him with Utter End, and Utter End is going to be played at least a 2 of in basically anything playing white and black. I mean, it has to.
And the dragon has the monstrosity ability, which is huge. I mean, just getting
him to a finisher, you know? It's always a finisher.
So, I mean, playing a 1 of Sarkhan, this guy, he's probably just testing it out. Like, I don't think he's going to have a really.
It is. Role. It looks like he's testing it. One Nissa and one Sarkhan. It looks like he's just playing it out.
Yeah, but my deck, I wouldn't be playing Rabble Masters or the Sarkhan. But this looks pretty cool. I mean,
he's
got Court of Calling and some like crazy like tech in there. But Stoke the Flames. I can't believe that card. It's an uncommons, and it's like $5 right now.
Yeah,
because it's sorcery speed, but it's the only like good removal.
Okay,
that
it's $3 right now.
Is it really
$3? Between $3 and $4. Which you're right though, because for an uncommon, that is what is going on here.
Yeah,
how is that $4?
Because we lost the hell is it? Not Pillar of Flame. It's the other one, the one that does 4 damage.
Right.
To target creatures.
Right, but still,
this allows you to do target creature or player, and it fits in with the burn because we lost some good burn stuff. With the rotation of RTR.
And you can tap down you can like leave stuff back for defense.
Yeah.
On the attack, huge. You just go ahead and convoke everything and everything's like good to go.
I like
that's pretty freaking gigantic right
there. So was this third place?
This was third place. Third to fourth place, which is third, yeah.
I'm just glad my boy Elvish Mystic still has a home.
Yeah, really. This guy,
how is he gonna leave?
I don't know.
Okay, I was gonna say, like what?
He's like the all star.
This list is seriously there's four mono green devotion lists in this thing. You believe that crap? I mean, but it's super strong. Mono green devotion.
Are they playing the Hydra? They got to be playing all the Hydras, I'm sure.
Let's see. We got, Genesis Hydra.
I think
Genesis
amazing.
Hydra and Hornet Queen are probably the main reasons this could be a thing. That and Nissa.
And Pelucranos. Hornet Queen, Pelucranos.
Well, no, but I'm saying the new cards.
Oh, the new cards. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, the Reverent Hunter, that's cool. Soul of New Phyrexia, I don't know.
What is that? Hire of the Wilds? What is that thing? A 2/2 Death Touch.
The ferocious guy.
He gets whenever it attacks, if you control a creature 4 or greater, it gets +1/+1.
Yeah, it's just an Ash Zealot that's pretty good for all the fatties you have.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Which just doesn't have like any first strike or anything like that. But I like the mono green with Nylea and Arbor Colossus. Courser is good. Genesis Hydra, I love that card. I don't have any Genesis Hydras yet. I need to actually buy some. Just being able to like a mini Court of Calling, where you just, you know, you look at the top, you pay like 6 mana or whatever it is, and you can look at the top 4 cards.
And you'll probably be playing, if you're playing Mono Green Devotion, like, I played on Modo, and this dude did it for, I think he did it for 16.
Yeah.
He was able to nick those and do a Genesis Hydra, 16-16 Genesis Hydra, and pull out whatever card he wanted to, basically.
Yeah, and then your cards don't go in the graveyard, just shuffles back.
Exactly.
It goes to the bottom.
It goes to the bottom, yeah. So that's ridiculous, right? That's just, that card is pretty crazy.
I'm still not sold on Nissa, though. I mean, in the mono green, yeah, it's good.
God,
but
you're just...
But I'm not sold on her in a red-green shell.
Non-conformist. Get with the fucking times, dude.
Yeah, I'm still a firm believer of Chandra Pyromaster and Xenagos the Reveler.
Look at this thing. We got Teamer Super Friends, right? Kiora, Nissa, and Sarkin. Is that fun? No?
I don't know about Kiora.
What do you know about that?
I don't know about, like... Okay,
all the Planeswalkers are
the
bad.
The 99 Kraken, that's good. Everything else is like, okay, it's whatever. It's not doing anything, like, substantial the moment she hits the board. I like freaking Chandra. Even her plus one, you're doing one damage to the player, and you can stop the blocks.
But you get to minus one and draw a card and play an extra land. You get pay four mana, and you get to have this, like, jump a turn, basically. That's sweet, right? No, it's not cool.
I guess in the shell, you jump a drawing turn, the card's pretty
you
good.
You jump a turn for four mana.
Yeah.
And then there's that little bit of, what do you want? What did,
Green has so much ramp already. You're already playing, like, all the whole ramp package. You don't really need a ton of mana.
Yeah,
usually.
But then you can shut it down.
But the card draw is good.
You know, that's good. But what is, Knife said it best. It was like you get the equity or whatever the hell he said about a Planeswalker, where, like they have to attack it. So it saves you that next turn. Besides that, you draw that card.
It's like a buffer. You're getting a little bit of a health
buffer. They have to attack you. You're protecting your life total because they're like, well, obviously you have to kill a Planeswalker or else it gets out of hand. So they're going to do that. And so it just takes away... Not only is it gaining you a turn by drawing a card and playing extra land, it's taking away one of their turns because they have to attack into it.
Yeah, I want to see the Savage Knuckleblade Nickelback guy. I want to see that guy more often. Like, I don't know if he has like a home, like actual home in a deck yet.
I'm pretty sure that so far every teamer deck has plays four of them.
Yeah,
that's what I'm seeing. Every teamer deck has four. I don't know if Rattleclaw Mystic is going to do what it's supposed to.
No, not when Sylvian Carry sits around. I would much rather play Sylvian. I am a firm believer
on that. You got any
Mystics?
I just wish it was better because I drew two of them and I have the third one from buying the booster. So I'm like, oh, this is cool, but I get it. But for me, I'm not playing much green. And if I were to build a deck, I have, to this point, don't have any Sylvian Caryatid, so I don't want to spend the money on it.
Yeah, they're expensive.
So at the moment, I would play my Rattleclaw Mystic over it because I have it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that in that sense, it makes complete sense. Like, the Mystics are not bad. The Rattleclaw Mystics are not bad. They're just not a Sylvian character, which has hexproof and generates any color of mana.
Yeah,
I do think it could come in handy using the Morph ability, though, because all of a sudden you flip it over and you get three freaking mana, all the colors.
That, you do get that burst
of
mana.
You can right
mana.
There drop a big old bomb earlier on than you could have.
So, another deck, we got the first place for the other one, the one from Edison or whatever, the other Star City. So if you're looking Star City Games on YouTube or whatever, they have all these videos of all the matches, like it's 10 rounds, then the semifinals and whatever, you know what I mean? So, really entertaining matches. I think they do a good job with their videos, too.
Now, Star City Gaming has, like, the best coverage of their events, like, than anyone. Even, like, the official, like the pro championships or whatever from Wizards of the Coast or, you know, with the Magic.
Yeah, it's better than the Magic
ones. It's better than that.
Absolutely. Isn't that funny that some third party's like, yeah, we're going to go ahead and take over now?
Yeah, it's funny that their video quality is better, and then they're like, I like the announcers. They have really good insight and coverage.
You don't like the English guy?
No, I don't know. probably not a big fan.
Yeah, you don't even know.
Let's just go with no, though.
You know, right impression there. He showed on you.
Oh, man.
I just don't like the English anyway. Yeah. What are you going to do? Just kidding.
American.
America. Sons of bitches.
So this list has... It's like a control deck, basically. It's like in a shell of a control deck. So it has creatures, though. It has 11. 4 Goblin Rabble Masters. 4 Mantis Riders. 3 Seeker of the Way. What the fuck is Seeker of the Way? Oh, this is the lifelink. So, it's a 2-mana 2/2 with prowess. Whenever you cast a non-creature spell, this guy gets lifelink till end of turn. So, I'm guessing that is literally just a way to get the whatever life you can, you know what I mean? Just, like, give yourself an extra turn with gaining a little bit of life. Mantis Rider, I know why that's in there, because that thing is ridiculous.
It's a great card.
Yeah, dude. That thing is ridiculous. And then Goblin, I'm still a little... I'm wondering what that's all about. Like, making tokens for Convoke, maybe? I don't know, like...
I'm going to try to build a Goblin Rabble Master token deck myself, personally, here, coming up.
Yeah, you got to. You have all the tools you need for that. We put together one on Tapped Out. If you go to Tapped Out, we each have our own, and his is just at So and Crow.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like Sam Hain Crow.
Yeah, Samhain Crow. And I've got one on there that I haven't, you know, I don't have all the cards yet. I plan on buying them all and then seeing if I can make it work, you know, tweaking it from here and there. And I personally feel like I want to be more of a mid-range player, but this deck is more geared towards aggro at first and trying to get there. And then I have a couple, like Butcher the Horde, to sacrifice my freaking tokens into them and give them lifelink.
See, that's a good synergy. I like that.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Like, I think this guy's just playing Rabble Master because it's just a good card.
I think so,
I don't think this has any synergy with
him. Yeah, I'm curious, but I like synergy. I want to know what synergy is, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm going to play like Purphoros and Iroas to try to protect the tokens as they come out as well, to try to build as many tokens on the board I can, along with the Hordling Outburst, and come at you with freaking 12 tokens right there, so who cares if I eat one of them with Butcher and all so that kind of jazz.
Here could be like one thing, maybe like Jeskai Charm. The third one is creatures you control get +1/+1 and gain lifelink until end of turn. So maybe you attack in. You're okay, well, I'm just going to block the little 1/1, you know, you don't care about it. And then you're like, oh, but wait, he's a 2/2 with lifelink. And so maybe that will, like, trade with something, get you 2 life, the other guy attacked in. And maybe that could be something, but otherwise, I don't even see Convoke being a reason why. This dude is basically playing, he's playing, like, 1 Chandra and 2 Sarkins, which is fine. So he's playing, as far as stuff that's going to win him the game.
Those are definitely
winning. Only playing 14 spells that is going to win him the game. Other than that, though, he's just playing Vanishing Light, Jeskai Charm, Lightning Strike, Magma Jet, Stoke the Flames. And then he's playing 2
Steam Auguries.
What
I know. Where did this card come from, okay, right?
What, if anyone's heard of this, like, more power to you. Because what the fuck is this? Reveal the top 5 cards of your library and separate them into 2 piles. An opponent chooses one of those piles. Put that pile into your hand and the other in your graveyard. So it's like the Jace minus 2, but way worse.
It's way worse, but it's what they got. That's all they got.
But that's terrible.
They got no Sphinx's Revelation anymore.
For some reason, I'm like... We don't
got no more Jace.
You can put, like, you know, Sarkhan in one pile and then 4 other cards in there, and they're just going to be like, don't take the Sarkhan. And you have the other 4, and you're like... God.
Well, people were talking about this card when it was first spoiled on Theros, when Theros came out, and like people were like, "Oh, we can do so much cool stuff with this," and like, "Oh, this is gonna be the new like draw engine and stuff." But it was just outshadowed by all the other good draw. Like,
I'm guessing by Jace.
By Jace.
Crazy.
Jace around for a control deck was the greatest thing in the world. Jace
turns around games like no card you've ever seen. You know what I mean? Yeah. That card, it just, he flips over those 3 cards, and you're like, "Oh my god, the game is way different now." You know what I mean?
Yeah, but this is like, you know, like the tribute where the opponent, the person that you don't want choosing, gets to choose, you know, the best.
Yeah.
The best.
I'm guessing you can have like you can have a poker face with it maybe, and maybe you can trick them, but otherwise,
there are probably good situations where you'll get lucky and get, you know, what you're looking for, but, you know, it's just the way it goes. I mean, it's what they have for what they need, so... I like this deck, this control deck.
I just like Mantis Rider.
I don't like the Goblin like Rabble Masters, but it's pretty much, at this point, I think it's the best card that
I love that you hate on all the good cards out. Anything that's pricey, you guys, it shouldn't be pricey. These are shit cards.
Yeah, I mean, Rabble Master, I think, is just blown out of proportion. I think it's just because Mono Red was around
It's still around.
It is going to be always. Mono Red never goes anywhere, but I think it's just... I think it's like $5 overpriced.
I was listening to like Tom Ross talk about it, and he's like, yeah, it's going to be around for a while. You know what I mean? He's Red is already... It's going to be a thing.
Red's always
been
around.
It's going to be a thing. He's like, even without cons, this is like, there's already a spot for a Mono Red deck post-rotation. He's like, I don't even need cons to show up. We already have like a tier 1 Mono Red deck. I'm like, ouch, that's not good.
Yeah. So
Mono Red made a little bit of a showing. He got like 8th place... And
well, people are running that. What's the Ring of Fire, Ring of Flames? That tech,
Circle of Flames,
Circle of Flames, where it just
Ring of Fire.
You're bringing Johnny Cash and Social D in this mix here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're playing Johnny Cash right now because of Goblin Rabble Master. Like, people are putting like 4 of these cards in their sideboard just to fight Goblin the Rabble Master.
Oh, that's because the Circle of Flame, whatever.
So anyone that attacks on the ground loses 1 life.
Oh, really?
Or does 1 damage.
Or 1 damage to every creature that attacks on the ground.
So any 1/1 or any 3/1.
The reason to counter that, for me, I'm going to put an Obelisk of Urd in there, choose Goblin, and give them all +2.
Yeah.
So +2.
Yeah, we're going to throw like a lot of those things in there. Yeah. I really wish that we can get 4 of those things in your Goblin deck.
We're going to have to tweak it a little bit, because there's different things I'm looking at, and what to go about it, and make it happen.
But no, I like that Jeskai like Burn, or Jeskai Control, or whatever you want to call it.
Yep. So,
we'll get second place in this.
Mardu mid-range, let's take a look at this guy, Mr. John Goss.
I don't know who you are, but I bet you this deck is pretty sweet, and it looks sweet. I mean, really.
All
right,
well.
It's just playing, this is like the good stuff deck right here.
Yeah, this is all the good cards. This is
Brymaz, Butcher of the Horde, four of, four Goblins, three Stormbreath Dragons, two Sarkhans, two Sorins. Like, that's the good stuff.
From Knife.
What is going on here? Yeah, they're okay. I mean, I don't know.
what's that question even mean?
You don't have to worry about that guy. So he's just playing good stuff. I mean, and besides that, the only thing that's awesome is Crackling Doom, which I faced it in Limited at the tournament, and I was like, ouch.
Yeah, I'm putting that in my deck too.
Yeah. Deals 2 damage to each opponent. Each opponent sacrifices a creature with the greatest power among creatures. So for 3 mana, you destroy the creature you're going to destroy anyways, but better yet, it gets around indestructibility or any of that crap, and it does 2 damage to the opponent. Like,
yeah.
That's a little too strong for its own good. You know what I mean? And it's jumping up in price. It was like 80 cents, and now it's $3. So
yeah, it was definitely a sleeper.
Yeah, it's definitely
a sleeper. No one just knew.
So otherwise, Thoughtseize was downfall.
I'm going to buy 2 more real quick.
Yeah, Despise is kind
of... Despise, cool, I think, deck. Is pretty sick. I mean, a creature... I think these are a lot of creature decks, and so Despise can take away all that fun stuff. Take away those Rabble Masters, bro.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Otherwise, I'm really happy that, like, the meta is totally shooken up.
No, well, I mean, for right now, yeah, because everyone's playing new cards, and, like, I think in the next couple weeks, it's kind of... We're going to see more, like, clear-cut, like, what's going to be top-tier tier decks. But I think, yeah, I think definitely Mardu has a place, Jeskai has a place, and probably, I'm still strong on the red-green, like, mid-range decks. So, like, cause a lot of the stuff didn't even rotate out. It was, like, 90% of the red-green decks stuff
didn't rotate out. Dude, like, green and white, maybe not played together, but just green and white in general are, like, way too powerful for their own good right now.
Could they be played together? Because I was thinking about building the green-white one.
For green-white, well, the older strategies, they had to do a
third color.
They had Selesnya aggro, which Selesnya is the two colors, and then they made it, it's like super, super aggressive and super awesome, but right now you're not going to build two colors, I don't think. I think that it's going to be three colors or mono.
Okay.
Those are, like, the way it's going right now. The three-color cards are too powerful to ignore.
Yeah.
So,
what we got here? By Brad Nelson.
Yeah, Mr. Brad Nelson. He has a Sultai Dredge deck. This guy, I mean, it's playing some weird stuff. So Necropolis Fiend, 4/5 flyer that has Delve.
Super expensive.
Super expensive. Delve. It's 9 mana, but you can also make it cheaper by what's in your graveyard. That's sick, but that's not that awesome. He's playing this 2 mana 2/2.
See, I actually like this guy.
Yeah, you pay 2, and then he gets +2/+2 till end of turn, so you can make him big, and he has regenerate. So I can see why that's pretty strong.
The Rakasha Death
Dealer. It's like that. What was Knife playing? That was that 2 mana 2/1 with trample, and then you can discard a card, and then he gets +1 counter on him.
Oh god!
And then you pay 1 black, and you regenerate him.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
That seems like this kind of. You can make him bigger, instant speed, and then you can regenerate him for cheap.
Yeah,
and he starts off as 2 mana.
A good solid 2/2. It's already a 2/2 for 2 mana, but it has these upsides for, you know, an additional 2 mana if you're stuck
pretty on. Damn good.
What was that green black card, that foil you passed me?
Green black foil.
You bring it out and you make a token of the highest toughness you got on the field. Like, that seems like a pretty good card to me.
Yeah, so it's a sorcery for 2, one black, one green. You know, basically, like, bring out a creature token with power and toughness equal to the greatest toughness among creatures you control, whatever. And there's, like, a lot of toughness going on right now.
Yeah, that limited, I use that rotting, like, elephant as a 2/8.
Oh, so yeah, a 2/8.
I brought out that card, man, 8/8.
It's a 2-mana 8/8.
Yeah. I was like, holy crap, this
cannot
is awesome.
Be ignored. That's ridiculous. If you were to get that 2/8 pretty early or whatever, you know, it's turn 5 mana. And then just any time, that thing was not going to go anywhere. No one's going to kill your 2/8. You know what I mean? So... You're not going to be able to. And if you do have a removal spell, you're going to have to do it on their biggest power creature, not their biggest toughness creature.
Yeah, who gives it with a 2/8, you're going to throw some other way around
it. He's not attacking the shit. He's going to just sit there and be a big old elephant dummy. So you're going to use it on something else. And then any time in the game, if the game goes long, then you just get to pull that sorcery out, and you get to make an 8/8. Like, I see that as a reliable thing. So
I like it.
It's pretty sick.
In Limited, it was amazing.
Yeah, really. Murderous Cut is taking over. That's getting played for sure. Destroy target creature for 5 mana. Sounds stupid, right? But it has Delve. Yeah, so it's always for 1 or 2 mana.
Yeah.
You can destroy target creature for 1 mana. You know, it's too powerful for an uncommon. That is a 4 of in this deck. And, I mean, he took...
So is this a discard type of deck, then? Is he putting a lot of stuff in his own graveyard?
Yeah, he's... Doing it through, like, Satyr Wayfinder.
I think this is, like, feels like a feel-around, like, experimental deck to me.
Yeah, it is a little bit.
He's testing out Sultai. Like, he's testing the water with Delve. and just seeing how it works in the standard environment.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Reanimator a little bit, but instead of using the whip, he is just using the delve mechanic. So instead of like bringing him back out or whatever, he is just using him for the delve.
I know. Wouldn't it be good to throw a whip in there anyways, though? Because that whip's pretty damn powerful.
Yeah, I don't know. It is really powerful, but a lot of people don't play it. You know, the people just go around other ways. I don't know.
I think he misses us.
Oh, poor guy.
Poor Knife City is
come back to us, Knife.
So Islanders are weird, huh? Am I right? Just get back here.
Yeah,
man.
I'm really kind of excited to see like next weekend, like what's going on, and like maybe in a couple more weeks once the meta kind of refines down a little more, once and then people start breaking stuff.
So don't net deck right now. Basically, what we're saying. Well, net deck in 2 or 3 weeks.
Play what you want like what you like right now. What
experiment.
You feel what's like. Yeah, then now's the time to like mess around when people are like really trying to like you know plan weird outlandish things.
Yeah, first place doesn't mean that it's the best deck yet.
Yeah, we'll see in a few more weeks probably once things kind of the dust settles and people kind of get tired of the new tech and they start going back to like the tried and true stuff.
So we went through a few of these new decks and it's pretty cool seeing the Jeskai Mardu, someone trying Sultai. That's fine, you know. And then Abzan, of course. Abzan, I feel like is the best all around. Just
yeah,
it's very strong.
Going anywhere.
You know what I mean? It feels pretty.
Anything
powerful.
That plays black already is just already in a well position.
Yeah. So, that all seems pretty good. Have you guys thought about any decks you're going to build or have built?
Well, I'm trying to build that Goblin token deck, Mardu style.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that one once you get that
so
together.
So, our first little go-around, we did put something together. Let me see what we got here for that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, no!
But I was going to think about doing a red-green monsters deck, of course, because I already have the shell.
surprise.
I have the red-green shell already, so I have the 4 Stormbreaths, I have the Xenagos, I have Sylvan Caryatids, I got Coursers, I got Elvish Mystics,
what
I got Pelucranoses, I got all the good stuff already, so I'm really just kind of thinking...
Yeah. Pelucranoses not going away.
What I'm taking out, because I lost my removal... I lost a Domri, which was a huge, huge blow. I'm like, tears. I go to sleep at night crying because Domri is rotating out.
Masturbating with your tears.
Turn 2 Domri makes me cry,
Turn 2 Domri was like one of the best feelings in the world. But Red-Green lost some good stuff, some good tech, but I think there is there's going to be some things that are going to shine that I'll probably end up looking into.
So I'm going to go ahead and speak on behalf of Crow over here because I got the list in front of me. So for creatures in this, it's a black, red, white deck. It's not Mardu per se. We're not really playing a lot of Mardu stuff besides Ankle Shanker and Butcher of the Horde. And Ankle Shanker's not seeing any play. People just don't care about it, but... We'll see, because it's tokens. It's tokens, tokens, tokens. Eh? We want
That's why I wanted to try. I mean, just I heard Ankle Shanker from the spoilers, and I was like, well, I got to build something around that, because that just sounds fun.
Exactly. So we put in
two... Wicked Sideburns, too, I think.
Actually, we can go through the...
Indeed.
From the ground up. We got 4 Soldier of the Pantheon. Now, I don't know why I didn't see any of this weekend, because it's protection from multicolored...
Yeah,
I figured for a 1-drop, wouldn't that be like the perfect time to play?
I'm surprised
you
didn't see more play even like last standard.
Yeah.
Soldier Pantheon is a really good card.
It's really good. And I don't, then this, all this list that I just saw, I'm like, are people not playing 1-drops in this list?
I think white was just not, if you're playing white, you're playing control. And your Soldier Pantheon wasn't.
Yeah, but what about now? Like that whole
list
we just looked at. There's
I think now is just overlooked. I think once people start seeing what's out there, like if these 3 color decks start becoming a thing, they'll definitely be.
I really think that they have to be a
Soldier
thing.
Pantheon.
They went up in price, but I figured that like people would actually be playing things that went up in price. I don't know. So we have that as the 1-drop. As another one, we have Foundry Street Denizen, which is just any red creature enters the battlefield. It gets +1/+0, which everything is red in this deck except for Soldier. At least has red in the casting cost. Then
so quick question.
Yeah.
If I play that Hordling Outburst, that's 3 red tokens. Does get +1 for each one?
Absolutely.
That's what I thought.
It's 3 red creatures. Yeah. So it has to be any casting cost, any of that kind of crap, just color. So you have that. And as a 3-drop, we have... Goblin Rabble Master. We have 4 of those because that's the whole point of the deck, kind of. We have a Purphoros because of its first ability. Whenever another creature enters the battlefield under your control, Purphoros deals 2 damage to each opponent.
Can you do that reach?
Yeah. Like, every time that Rabble Master goes off, you at least get 2 damage in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Even the board's, like, stalemated. It's like...
Yeah.
And that pump ability...
One of those outbursts,
the pump ability is totally relevant.
That's
more creatures,
irrelevant
the better.
For the tokens, yeah.
So, especially by the way, you're back.
Yeah. I was never gone.
City.
Holy cow. Yeah, I know.
No, I stayed in the conversation. Did you guys get my messages?
Yeah,
yeah, they were pretty lame.
You're
yeah.
so dumb.
We talked about a little bit just how bad
dude,
it was.
I feel like we're at a bonfire right now. It's all dark and shit.
Yeah, right?
So we're playing two Master of the Feast, not really with any synergy, just because...
It's a fucking good card.
We want it to be. We want this deck to be pretty fast, and it's a 5-5 for three, and that's yeah. good enough for
and a flyer.
Anybody.
And
a flyer.
Yeah.
So we have two of those to try them.
So what,
we have,
4-turn clock?
No, we have three Butcher the Horde because there's token generation everywhere, you have sac outlets for days. Sacrifice another creature, it gains vigilance, lifelink, or haste until end of turn. So if you have them out already with Goblin, Rabblemaster, you attack in, the token spawns, and tapped and attacking, and then the only thing you can sac it for is lifelink. You can't sac it for vigilance and haste because it's already happening. But fucking lifelink for free.
Yeah.
Free lifelink, you know what I mean? So that's pretty amazing. And if you can have more tokens, then you're all good to go. You get even more. And then we have one Irois, got a victory just to try it because there's just because I don't know why the hell not. You know, prevent all damage to attacking creatures.
Well, because you know, if I don't have Albalisk Urd out there, it's just a bunch of freaking 1/1 tokens,
and they're not. Yeah,
I'd like to protect them a little bit, or even the Goblin Master. You know, that token has to come out, and then all Goblin creatures have to attack. I was trying to use him to try to just make them not die.
Mm-hmm. After that, we have two Obelisk of Urd, which is the one that gives creatures of chosen type 2/2, +2/+2. So it's going to be goblins.
Yeah.
Duh. Unless you only have like one of the flyers out, and you're like, well, fuck it, let's just go and make this a 6/5 flyer or whatever. Yeah. Or a 7/6 flyer for the Butcher of the Horde. But otherwise, it's going to be for goblins.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other card that I haven't seen anyone play... It's a con sorcery for three. Put 3/1/1 red goblin creature tokens onto the battlefield.
It's like crazy.
3/1/1s yeah. for three mana. Fucking amazing. You know what I mean? If you have Purphoros out, amazing. If you have Goblin Rabblemaster, amazing. You have Butcher the Horde out, amazing. You have Ankle Shanker out, amazing.
Whose list is this?
This Mine. Is his list.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I just really see that's like... The things that need to be a four of are like this Hordling Outburst and Goblin Rabblemaster. I think those are like the two most powerful things in this deck. You know, that's the main part of it.
And after that topper killer, if I can get Ankle Shanker, if it goes long, hopefully I have no tokens on the board still.
Yeah.
Throw Ankle Shanker out there and end it.
Yep. So we got some high-end stuff we're going to try, which we're going to experiment with. Dictative Erebos, because you're going to have 1/1s dying all the time, and this does not have a stipulation against tokens.
Mm-hmm.
It's just anytime a 1/1 dies, which it will, each opponent sacrifices a creature. So it's 5 mana, and you don't really have... You might not have a spot for 5 mana. It's pretty high-end, but I really see if it does come out, and the game goes long enough, that it's going to totally mm-hmm. work. Your shit's getting in.
I'm playing for a short game, but if it goes long, I'm trying to have a safety.
Yeah, yeah.
So in the morning at work, I was just like, it was... 7 o'clock in the morning, just doing my job. And all of a sudden, I started thinking about Magic, and then I texted you, and I was like, all of a sudden, I had this, like, revelation in my head. I was like, oh my god, Dictate of Erebos in your token deck. Like, that'd be so sweet. And he's like, yeah, we were talking about that last night. I was like, damn it.
I got your number.
I got your number.
The mind reads.
Yeah, so it's expensive, right?
It's expensive, but I think if you're going to go the token route and you're going to be sacking them, or they're just going to be dying because people are going to be, you know, just
blocking
them with their 5/5 or whatever, they're not going to want to block them
because they're going to... So they don't even know it's coming.
Yeah, exactly. You swing in with everybody and they're like, oh, of course, I'm just going to block your shitty little 1/1s, and then you flash it in. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, it's a fucking 3-for-1 kill spell.
It is. I really feel like this is the finisher of the deck.
If
it'll be the finisher of
what
the deck.
It is he's going to have such good early game, and then there's going to be a point where they're going to get fatties out, and he's not going to be able to get through.
Yeah, exactly.
And this is going to kind of get him back on the right foot to where he can finish him off.
All right.
That's the hope. That's the hope.
So, yeah. And then after that, we have one Sorin just to try it out, whatever. I mean, +1 is everything gets +1/+0 and lifelink till the next turn. So that's fine.
I got 12 tokens on the board.
Yeah, exactly. You know, everything's a little stronger, which is good, and everything has lifelink. Whether they die or not, you don't care. It gets life back to you.
Mm-hmm.
There's like no life gain in this deck besides Soldier and Butcher. So Sorin's a nice little addition. But this is going to have to be played around with. And this thing reads, I think it reads awesome, but you never know what's going to work.
Yeah,
so we got to
play it's gonna be it's going to be an expensive little deal because, you know, just getting into this, I don't have a whole lot of the different lands I got going in there and different stuff. So it's going to cost a few bucks to put it together, but I think it could be pretty good. So I'm going to spend the money and do it.
You're definitely going to you know, if especially, I don't know if you talked about, you just hopped into Moto.
I did. I haven't talked about it. I did.
You're going to be able to play test a lot more than just with us and against a lot of different decks.
But you don't have to buy it on there?
Yeah. Yeah, you got to buy it on there.
I don't know if I'm going to spend the money twice.
You'll be saying that for the next 6 months after that.
I was already planning on not downloading it for quite a while, because I'm like, I don't want to do paper and just do that for now and not try to put money in both places. And then next thing you know, I'm sitting there. I'm still awake, so I've been tinkering with the deck. I have to work in the morning, and all of a sudden it's 12:30 at night. I'm like, well, I'm still up tinkering. Fuck it, I'm just going to go look at this. And next thing you know, 20 minutes later, I'm downloading it. And shit. It's 1:30 in the morning. I'm like, wait, I have to wake up in 2 hours, 3 hours.
He's like, oh, so I went to Steam and it wasn't there. I was like,
I didn't know.
It's funny to me.
Steam would not put their name behind something like this. No, absolutely
not. It wouldn't even pass the green light.
But I think after some testing, maybe one obelisk or maybe more ankle shankers, the numbers are going to fluctuate, and then you're going to find out what works and what doesn't work.
For sure. Yeah. I feel like the Iroas is going to have to go, and I'm honestly thinking that ankle shankers have to go too. Even though it is strong, I feel like your Dictative Erebos is the ankle shanker you need. It's the way to get rid of everything. You know what I mean?
That's why there's only two of these.
We'll see, though.
I'm just trying to think.
We don't know yet. I could be totally wrong.
I just want Ankle Shanker to work, dude. That thing is so cool.
To tell you the truth, I think Banishing Light's going to have to go. I would throw in some Thoughtseizes in there. Just to make the deck more expensive.
Yeah, I know, but dude, I don't...
No, he already said he's like, I am not buying Thoughtseizes.
Well, fuck him. You can borrow mine.
Oh, perfect then.
Yeah.
But the truth, I'm like, I want them. I really do. They're obviously amazing cards, but they're $20 a pop.
From the collective... cast, we're gonna have all the cards that are gonna be needed.
You should build two lists: what you actually have played with and you actually own, and the deck that you're gonna play in the tournaments when you borrow everyone's stuff. You have two lists.
Yeah, because I think
you have the beta and then you have the freaking full release.
Yeah,
the full release.
Full release. Gotta have that
full release.
Everyone loves full the full release.
Chuck Norris never pulls out.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Banishing Light I think would be too slow and too reactive of a card. Mm-hmm. You want to be proactive in, you don't care what they have on. You're just going to be trying to attack their face.
No, that's fair.
But I mean,
but it's so good.
It is good, but I think that 3-drop slot you want for the Rabble Masters.
Maybe he just wants two more Mardu charms or something like that. Maybe
that too.
Like that. Maybe take out the Despise.
No, I like the Despise in there.
What about, Mardu Ascendancy? Is there Heroes that matter?
In there?
Mardu Ascendancy, does that matter?
How many?
It's 3 mana. I do have whenever a non-token creature you control attacks, put a 1/1 goblin tapped and attacking, sacrifice, everything gets +0/+3. Does that matter? We have two of those in there. Does that matter? I'm going to say, does that matter? Does that matter?
Maybe,
does that matter?
I don't think it matters.
Maybe just like a one of.
Not even think that.
Just to try it out.
I'm like reading everything else and seeing all the synergy. I'm like, what is this thing doing here?
I'm like the one that brought it up too, But
so did you guys
the synergy adding more goblin token to it? Isn't that the synergy to it?
But for 3 mana, you can get 3 at sorcery speed. Just like boom, there it is. Boom, there it is. That's a song, right? Part of the song.
You shouldn't sing it ever again, though.
I don't have a good voice, but I sing all me, especially living with Raheem. Me and Raheem just sing to each other for all of our conversations.
Serenade each other.
Yeah. We just sing all day. We just have to make the worst. We have no voices.
Do you guys duet of the Tupac Changes? I can just totally see you guys doing that.
I should now.
Things will never be the same.
You're gonna go home and do it right now.
Oh, yeah. I will too. I'll bring it
all
up.
All I see is racist faces. Misplaced hate makes disgrace to races.
Oh, that just happened. Jesus. Well, gentlemen, I need to get going before the wife kills me.
Yes.
Well, good sir.
She's actually calling right now to yell at me.
You are 30 minutes past death,
thank you, So and Co, for showing up to
guest star. Great fucking time. I hope you guys allow me back.
Of course.
Definitely have to have you back on.
Your girl's not going
to
let you.
She's getting ready to get pissed
off. Yeah, you better start moving.
Like, I'm not actually 30 minutes late, but I am 15 minutes because we pushed it back. But, yeah, she's calling to bitch me out.
All right.
Fuck yeah,
all right, brother. We'll see you later. All right. Thanks for making an appearance.
Enjoy the show, man.
I will do.
First time on the cast. It actually feels pretty good to have.
Yeah, I like it.
Fresh blood. I like it.
Intern did all right.
So did you guys go over the top 8 results?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, okay. It's exactly what we touched on when you weren't here. So you didn't see it.
Touch it.
Well, we touched it all over the place.
Yeah,
I gotta say that mid-range Mardu deck is more the style of Mardu. I was looking for.
Right. When
I
not,
was
thinking not the Mardu. Aggro style. You
not the, I mean, the tokens is interesting, and but I like the just the mid-range. I think it just has an effective game for mid-range.
I agree.
Indeed, indeed. So I can't really talk about my next deck, really, because all it is that Abzan mid-range with, like, Siege Rhino and all that fun stuff. That's really... I've already bought a bunch of stuff. I got my Utter Ends, and I got the Siege guys, and I got the Ascendancies. And I feel like I'm looking all right. I'll probably be able to build it, like, within... I don't know, within a week or so.
Yeah, you got a lot of the base. You already probably have the core of it.
Yeah, I definitely have the core of it, so... I already have the Courser of Crew fixes. I have the Sylvan Caryatids, you know, for starts. So, I think we'll be doing just fine.
For closing, I want to touch on... Because I don't know how much... I'm going to touch it. I totally revamped my discard deck. And this is just a beta build. But, unfortunately, a lot of the great blue cards had to rotate. And so I was like, what the fuck am I going to do with fucking...
Yeah, Dimir went away.
Yeah, Dimir
goodbye.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
So... I had to, like, what fucking other color am I going to pick? And I ended up going black-white.
What?
More like what a pre-alpha deck.
Oh, what man. What is this?
Black and white?
So
never mix the two, bro.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
History has
never
told
cross
us.
The streams, man.
History has told us this is not a good idea.
Gotta keep them segregated.
Gotta keep them segregated.
So, obviously, the deck revolves around Waste Not. So, what I have for enchantments, I have 4 Waste Knots, 3 Banishing Lights. This is just a straight-up hand destruction control deck.
Sounds a fun to play against already.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is just going to be...
this is going to be a fucking delight.
Fucking dick hair to play against. So, I got 3 Banishing Lights. I got 4 Heroes Downfalls, duh. I got 1 Murderous Cut. I think I might put 2 in there just because...
I didn't even take out a downfall for it. I think it's just, like, it's cheap. You could, like, surprise somebody.
Well, the thing is that I'm going to be, you know, Thoughtseize, Despise. I'm going to be able to cast it for a black, you know, easy late game. Easy.
Because
I have so many instants and sorceries going to the yard.
If your opponent sees one black, one swamp open, they're probably not going to play around Murderous Cut. They probably won't even think about it.
Yeah,
not for a while.
Until game 2.
Yeah, or until just the meta gets used to it or whatever.
Right, you know? Right. So I have 4 Heroes Downfalls, 1 Murderous Cut, 3 Utter Ends. I might take out 1 Utter End, put in another Murderous Cut. I have Despise because that is an amazing card. I want those fucking FNM promos, goddammit. I have 3 Mind Rots, which I might move down to 2. And then I have 4 Thought Seizes because fucking duh.
Yeah. 4 Thoughtseize, I understand.
I have 2 Master of the Feast because he's still...
You want him to have cards, kind of, sort of.
Well, yeah, he does. I remember playing against somebody, it was last week, on Moto, and he's like, man, I fucking love your build because most discard decks don't understand that you need to replenish the opponent's hand so you can fucking discard him. Because I was like, I had Master of the Feast out, and then I had Whispering Madness going, and he's like, dude, I love your build. And so he loved my D. He saw
the D.
The D? Immediately, him and the D made eyes.
Guys and girls, bro. Anyone wants to be you or be with
you. My D breaks the gender barrier. So
guys are like, you know, I'm not really into the D's. He's like, just wait till you see nice D.
Come on, dude. You'll at least appreciate
it. Yeah, I got a Snapchat of it, so let's go for that. I screenshotted the Snapchat. You know, that's like the rule that I'm breaking, the unspoken rule, but
I thought they fixed it to where you can't do it anymore.
What does that even mean? How does that work?
I don't know.
The phone does it. It's totally different. It's one app to another app.
I try and do it, and it, like, shuts off my screen, because you're... Anyways, this is...
I try and do it. I just said you're not supposed to do it. I was just joking. This was supposed to be a joke, and now you're actually...
We're just admitting it now.
Naked photos.
I had them because I can't save them. Anyways.
You, your girl, some, you know, your dog, I don't care, whatever.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Let's just use D's and T's, bro.
D's and T's. So, speaking of D's, I have Indulgent Tormentor, just a one of. It's the black promo, just because it just kind of adds that extra little oomph of if they're going to sack a creature, are they going to let me draw another card, or they're going to lose the life. And for finishers, obviously I have three Lilianas because, you know, Great Planeswalker, I can dig for what I need. I can make them discard, and it just goes well with Master Feast, where they draw a card, and then I immediately make them discard with Liliana.
Mm-hmm.
And then for finishers, I have one Elspeth, Sun's Champion.
An odd Elspeth.
And I have a Empty the Pits, because my deck is made to go to the long game, and with all my instants and sorceries in the graveyard, I'm going to have a lot of delve capabilities if I don't use it up with Murderous Cut. That's kind of why I only have one right now in the deck.
And then you can go searching for that for your bombs, too.
I can go searching for... Yeah, I can go search for Elspeth, or I can go search for Empty the Pits.
Which is fantastic.
And it's instant, so, you know, on your end step, I flash it in for fucking 6 2/2s, and I just swing in, and hopefully that, you know, that'll...
Yeah, work. I mean, without a board wipe, 6 2/2s are a force, you know what I mean? You can't. You can have, if you have spot removal, and you have 6 2/2s on the board, on your opponent's board, you're like, well, that's, it'll take a few turns, but I think I'm dead.
Well, the thing is, on your end step, I'm gonna flash in the zombies, and then on my turn, I can spot removal or do whatever I need to do.
Oh yeah, so you can spot removal, but that's like I said, they just can't take care of 6 2/2s anyways.
Yeah, and so I was thinking about putting, what's the new board wipe in white? I don't know what it is.
You mean destroy all creatures and all equipment attached to them?
Yeah, I was thinking about
permanents attached to
them. I was thinking about throwing like two of those in there, but still, this is a list that I just kind of came up with. But I think white is going to be best paired, the best paired color, just because of the control that it allows me.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, you talk about that.
It's still probably going to be like a, you know, tier two deck, if that. But I love trying to make it
not fun to play against.
Yeah, exactly. It sounds like a pain in the ass, and that's what I love to do. Just I don't want just regular old, you know, crappy blue white control. I want like a variant of that, but it's still a pain in the ass to play against. And I think I found the list. I'm still working on the Mardu, and I'm still fucking around with Sultai. Man, Sultai, I feel is like breaking my mental capacity to think. Like I'm just like, do I put the new Jaces in there? Do I put the Farika, the God? Do I... How many fucking Seder Wayfinders? Like, it's really hurting my head.
Yeah, right.
To, like, figure it out. So I think that's going to take a lot more...
Do I play the Spider? Do I play...
Oh, I'm definitely playing whatever. The Spider. I think the Spider is going to be, like, the workhorse of the deck. The Nyxweaver. Definitely putting four of those in there. Just because there's not really any way to get... Besides restock, there's not really going to be a way to just get non-creature cards out of my yard. So the Nyxweaver's good, and I was messing around with restock. So it's going to be a Sultai, you know, bug deck, but it's going to be some months, you know, before I get that one going.
So how come we didn't see any Prognostic Sphinx in any of these decks? Wasn't that supposed to be the badass?
Blue doesn't have a big showing.
What about Jeskai?
It's good, but it's not. It's a double blue casting cost. I think it's too expensive.
So I did put
Hexproof is not.
I did put two in the bug list because I just made a mock-up bug list.
Yeah,
Sultai list, and I did put two in there. And I think if any deck is going to run them, it's going to be Sultai just because of the control at their disposal. You know, they're just going to want to control the game and then have the Sphinx dig for their. Dig for the Empty the Pits or, you know, whatever it is. So I think that's where we're going to see it.
It might have a home still, but I think it's just too... The double blue cost and then, like, Hexproof is not as good as it used to be. Like, last...
There's a lot of sacrifice, yeah.
It's just not... I mean, it's not as strong.
And whatever, yeah.
But it's still... I mean, still, it could still be an all-star, but I don't think it's a...
I'm hoping it's all-star because I got some cheap-ass foils that I bought... Sans Reich's advice, so...
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be played, but you told me to buy them 3 months ago.
Man, they were like $1 for
a
foil,
they look good back then. Yeah, I got 8 of them.
Yeah.
For like $1, not even.
You're banking, huh?
Yeah, well, that was my speculation. And then I think they like reprinted them in like one of the event
decks. The Clash Packs.
So that just tanked it anyways, too, so it's not a big deal. But yeah, I don't feel like this meta... I mean, I can't speak for sure yet, but I don't feel like it's going to have a home.
Well, I do say that I am a little pissed about your deck because it just seems even worse to play than before for some reason.
Even worse than the blue-black version?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
That one seemed funner because I was...
I think any deck that has Thoughtseize is just not going to be fun to play against.
The blue-black discard deck was fun because I played cards that people didn't even fucking know were cards. Like on Modo, when I play like Whispering Madness or the one that jacks the creature and then you have to discard two. I forget what it's called.
Does anyone ever discard two because they don't even know that the text is there, right?
Well, the thing is that they usually just, you know, what's the F2 or whatever, yeah. Skip till end of turn.
F6.
And F6. So I play it on one of their creatures, and it immediately goes to the end of their turn, where, you know, if they didn't do that, they could have the time to discard the card, get the creature back, and then on their upkeep, it untaps. But since I jack it, and then it's their turn, if they want to discard the two, then it comes back to them tapped. So it's like, I'm just tapping it down way longer than it should be, and I'm getting to draw two cards, and they discard, so two waste not triggers, or four waste not triggers. But a lot of times people don't want to... discard the card, so I just get to keep their Pelucranos or fucking whatever I jack. But that deck was just fun because of, you know, I put out the Chasm Skulker, I put a Whispering Madness on it, I make it unblockable with Rogue's Passage, mm-hmm. and it's just like, they're like, what the fuck's going on? Like,
I don't even know what name is this?
Yeah. This is he's the double check. Is this standard?
Is this standard?
But yeah, this one is going to be a little bit more, I feel like, mainstream with what Control is going to want to be doing. But hopefully it does well. We'll see.
Very good.
We'll see what happens on Modo.
I approve. So, Yin, back to Reich, you are just going to be building a teamer deck.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't even know if I'm going to do teamer. I don't know if I'm going to play blue yet.
You're not going to play Magic anymore, huh?
Yeah, actually, I quit. This is my last day playing Magic forever. So,
did you see,
thanks, guys. See you later.
Did you see any of the green-red lists? I mean, they didn't really change
it. No,
all,
it's,
right?
It's green-red is like, I already knew coming into cons that once rotation hit, like, green-red was already like... 90% intact. Like, I already knew that
they
was going to lose.
Well, they just put a in few some key Sarkans. Guys.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like the Sarkhan personally. I'd probably rather want like one Nissa and then maybe Chandra Pyromasters.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, Sarkhan's good, but I don't want him filling up that slot with my Stormbreasts. I'd rather be playing four Stormbreasts.
What do you think of Nissa?
Nissa.
Let's go. No, hold on. I'm going to cut you off because he doesn't like Nissa, Sarkhan, Brymaz. What else do you not like?
I like Brymaz.
You don't like winning.
You didn't like winning. What are the other ones you don't like? There's all these cards that you just like. A Rabble Master.
Yeah, I don't care for Rabble
Master. I don't care about any of these cards. These cards are not good. I'm like, what do you mean they're not good? They're so good.
So for Rabble Master, I don't think it belongs in your deck.
No, he's not. Definitely.
No. But just in general.
In general, I think he's overhyped and overpriced.
I don't like the
price. He's a good card, but he's not like a $10.
I definitely hate the price.
I'm just going to give you shit all podcast long.
But no, I mean, like, the shell for that red green's already, like, it's already there. Like, we have, like, Arbor Colossus if we need them. We have all these other nice cards.
Yeah, Arbor Colossus is pretty sweet. I like that card.
But
I think that card's going to go up with the mono green. I didn't really have a chance to look at the list, but I feel like if there's going to be any mono colored decks, it's going to be mono green.
You know what, though? He's never going to go up in price.
Nope.
No, he's never. Never.
Oh, never.
Just because he got opened a shitload and nobody cares about him anymore.
Yeah, everyone just has him sitting there. There's no way.
That's but happen. I mean, I like a one of, or what, maybe two of them, Nissa, just to have the extra lands. Like, I mean, you're already playing, like, red green right now is already, like, really green biased. Well, now that the Stormbreath's coming into it, they might be playing more mountains. But I mean, before there was a lot of land. Like, you were playing a lot more forest than you were mountains, so Nissa was good to actually animate those lands. But I mean, I don't see red green changing from the core. I mean, it'll probably be like a tier one for a little while, but then it's going to get bumped down again, kind of like it did last standard.
It's going to get the boop
once the second set comes out, I'm sure. But yeah, I'm excited for it. I'm gonna buy some cards and put it together. Maybe see if I can, like, you know, sell a kidney or two and get some Nissas.
Yeah, right.
Maybe a Sarkhan to try out.
I have one Rabble Master and one Nissa online, and it's like not enough.
Really, you pulled one?
Yeah, I pulled Rabble Master when they're like 50 cents or whatever online, and I was like, I like this card, and I'll. It wasn't even in my colors. I was like, oh, it got past to me. I'll just pick it up. And then I pulled the Nissa when she was like, you know, $30, and I was like, yeah. I'm
what is she online right now? Do you know?
She's up there. She's
38, I think, or something like that, or, yeah, or 34 right now.
And she's
paper.
Like, she's like 30 or at least like 25 on Modo. Like, the price differential is pretty. It's a small gap compared to a lot of cards.
That's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
that's pretty ridiculous.
And same with Rabble Master. You know, he's like 15 now on paper. He's like 13 on Moto or something like that. I don't even know.
So much money, dude.
But
God, damn, it's a lot of money.
I'm not going to build my Mardu mid-range until he comes down because I feel like I need him for the deck, and I'm not going to buy him if he's 10 bucks or over.
Yep.
Like, if he goes down to 7 or 8, yeah, sure. I'll do that.
We were looking up Stoke the Flames earlier, and that shit is between $3 and $4. Oh my
God, dude, for an uncommon, that is ridiculous.
Yeah.
You could just buy a box of M14 and probably just make your money back easily. Just
M15?
With, yeah, M15. Stoke the Flames is an uncommon. Fucking, you pull one Nissa.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah.
I don't understand. It's like, same thing with Banishing Light. I'm like, why is Banishing like 250?
Yeah.
Like, it's an uncommon. I get it's really powerful, but it's an uncommon. Like, there's a lot going out there. Does everyone need four? I don't think everyone needs four. Like, people are being selfish and stingy. Just put that shit online so it can go down in price. Please, thank you.
Guess who has a foil?
Do you?
Yeah.
How much is it, you know?
Like, I don't know.
10?
Yeah, it's probably fucking ridiculous.
$10 foil uncommon.
Yeah. God. Actually, let me check. It's probably ridiculous.
That doesn't make any damn sense. Seriously.
Well, are we good to wrap up? Is there anything else we need to talk about?
No, I think we're pretty good. I got to go check in for a flight to Reno.
Oh, man.
What time is it? It's at 6 tomorrow.
I got to fly out.
6:05. Yeah, so I got to check
in. Back? When are you going to get back?
Sunday around 6:30. 6:37.
I want to go, man. I want
to
go.
Friday, yeah, I'm just going to go Friday to Sunday.
You know, magic comes first.
It's expensive. It's expensive.
$8.55 a foil.
For an uncommon.
For an uncommon. That is sexy.
Yeah.
We're going to go buy us that shit right now.
Wait. Okay, one more time. Look up Stoke the Flames foil.
Stoke the Flames foil. It's going to be a
I'm gonna say,
Friday night Magic promo.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if that's going to affect the
no, I don't think so.
Price.
I'll say 11.
Reich?
I don't know.
I'll say 6.
I'll probably go I think it's probably a $10 card.
$12.
Really?
Foil average $12. Really? Wow.
That's I thought it wouldn't break 10.
Wow. That doesn't make any damn sense.
That does not make it. Well, that doesn't make any sense for.
Okay, do I want Elspeth or no? I'm just kidding. Elspeth is up there now, yeah. But it was down to like 16.
I wish I would have, because in draft people were just passing those all day until
Stoke the Flames.
Yeah, like when M15 first came out, you see those all day.
Shit.
Wow. Well, there's a little finance advice for you. You know, make more money. That's
cards are going up, dude. Yep. There's a lot of fun stuff
all day.
I think I'm gonna start selling a couple more things.
Do you still have your Brimazes?
Yeah, I still have 4.
Mm.
I'm playing them though. I'm playing 3 of them.
Okay,
but still,
I was gonna say I might need to borrow them for my Mardu.
No, that's fine. Absolutely. Yeah, I have. They're gonna be going in the Abzan deck for sure. So it's going to be pretty damn exciting. I think those colors are just like there's too much good stuff out there for green, white, and black. That
oh yeah,
the deck's going to be like hard to build just based on. But do I want that? Oh man, I could totally play that instead. Oh, I don't know. It's going to be really, it's really really hard to build an Abzan deck.
Yeah, my brain's just been hurting with trying to brew. Like there's just too much going on, and it's the first time in a long time where I'm like, I don't even know like what I want to do. You know what I mean? Like I don't even know what is going to be good, let alone what. Like shitty brew I just want to build. Like
right.
Just so much.
It was so easier from. When I was like, oh, Simic, duh, done. And you're like, yeah. Oh dude, I'm gonna do the blue black.
Yeah, just Dimir,
you know, Dimir. Why that's all I wanna do. And then crazy. You were into Burn. I'm surprised you fell out of Burn too.
Burn was like fun, but it was no fun. it was fun just cause like you could win, but it was no fun because there's no interaction.
So right.
Like you're just throwing burn.
How many points of damage do I have in my hand right now?
Yeah, you're pretty much like, well, I can do 18 points of damage or like 16 points of damage. I just need to draw like another 4.
Oh, damage. He gained 8 life. Well, I guess I'm over.
Like, oh, you got what? Okay, I'm done. Thank you.
So, yeah, a little sign me out.
All right, guys. Well, this is... Oh, so for the past 2 episodes, I've been saying the wrong fucking number.
I know.
So I put in the show notes, like, despite what I said, this is this number.
Exactly. So, I saw that on the MTG cast. I'm like,
Stupid knife. So this is episode 16.
You believe
that? Of If Lands Could
fucking
Kill.
Fucking Bush Leagues.
I know, right? We're coming up on a big 2-0
here. When are we moving up to a weekly podcast, huh?
That's a good question.
That's a very good question.
That is a very good question.
Very good question.
Anyone out there want a weekly podcast?
We'll have to see.
Let us know in the comments. Let us know.
Do people even listen? Like, I feel like we have listeners, but nobody interacts with us.
If we get... let's see here. What's a good number?
I don't even
know. If we get five... If we get five comments by five different people, not one person do five, you idiot. If we get five different people to give us a comment... in regards to us doing a weekly show, I think we should do a weekly show.
Yeah, I'm down. If we get
power to the people.
Yeah, if we
power to the people.
If we get five comments, and please, somebody, just a poop joke, a poop story. Like, stories are usually better than jokes. The jokes are usually kind of shitty. This has been episode 16 of Lance Could Kill. I'm Knife City.
I'm Reich.
And I'm Hot Sauce.
I'm Sewing Crow.
I'm Sewing Crow.
And we'll catch you guys later.
I fell asleep at like 3:30. I get off at 2:30. I jerked off. No. I was actually thinking about it. I was like too tired to jerk off.
That's the worst.
So I just went. I went to bed dreaming about jerking off. That's
well, it's not too hot. I'm just too tired for the effort in myself.
Yeah.
All the computers on, not even on.
I gotta wait that.
I gotta turn the computer on.
I gotta wait that 45 seconds for it to boot up.
It's not worth it.
Yeah. And if I do it, I won't be into it. You know?
Yeah. Wham, bam, I'm done. Yeah. Minutes. Okay.
Is it really worth it? I feel so dirty.
Yeah. Is this over yet?
You have the split screen. You have two windows open, one porn and one, like, something you're actually interested in. You'd be like, yeah. No, keep going. And you just do something else.
Jay's telling you, I'm going to buy him a Brazilian wax.
I totally remember Colin has to do it too. If I do one, he has to do it.
When I heard that, like, oh, for sure, I'm buying it for you then.
That would
be. Are we going to Kickstarter that? We're going to start a Kickstarter for that?
Yeah.
Buy hot sauce.
Yeah, Brazilian. Exactly. They're like, isn't it $40? Like, you haven't seen his bush.
You don't understand the severity of this.
You went to an Asian salon, and even they said they wouldn't go back there.
We need at least $2,000 to do this.
During my little, like, bad heart time, I had. Like, this guy had this black man, a nurse or whatever, had to like trim me up, like right here, like trim like basically like the right hand side of my dick to like the middle of my thigh. Basically,
where's the cock at? All I just see is
cube. No, it's better than that. He's doing it, and then the fucking thing dies on him. He's like, man, you're fucking hairy, bro.
He said it?
Yeah. He's like, no, he didn't say fuck, but you know, he's like, man, you're hairy. He's like, I don't know. Maybe the battery's dead. Maybe not. I don't know.
Hold on. Maybe not.
And he didn't even check. He just got a new
wild jungle.
He had a new clipper.
He just threw it in the trash. There's smoke coming out of it.
That's what smoke coming out of it. That's awesome. Start a forest fire.
Oh,
that's
man.
That's awful. That is real.
That's
that is real comedy right there.